Cuz, it's your own shit.
Hot like I like,
yeah,
but I'm honest about
no,
it.
You're not.
my annoyance is yeah, that people didn't just enjoy.
Yeah, I'm recording.
People didn't just enjoy a good thing that we had.
Yeah.
It's like one of the most annoying, complain about whatever you want to complain about, but the flipping, they were like, oh, there was no trigger warning when abortion was mentioned. I'm like, you watch EastEnders every year.
Yeah, no, word.
They'd like, be having abortions and murders and people falling off roofs and everyone's just, yeah.
I don't feel like people are fair on productions when they know, when they're close to the people that are producing it. Or it's just black people. Oh yeah, they're close to the producer.
Yeah,
100%. I feel like it's very harsh. It's like, oh, why is it like this? Why can't it be like this? And it's like, you lot watch Kim Kardashian, you watch all these things, you watch these things that we know are this and we know are state, whatever it be, and you don't judge it that way. You just see it as, oh, it's on ETV, so leave it.
I feel like the more complaint I hear is, why is the production not up to scratch of that? You know what I mean? But people don't understand budgets. Because I feel like if you come out with a show or whatever, a lot of the time then people are complaining about sound or the whatever. Whereas like, that's like, bruv, like, enjoy the show, innit?
Yeah, fair enough.
There's levels where it's like, okay, this is terrible. But sometimes it's like, bro, like, we're not ETV.
Enjoy the show.
I feel like everyone has to start somewhere.
Exactly, you've been about for a long time yeah,
and you're getting some sort of money from whatever you're producing, then I would say invest back into that and develop it, so you're giving people better content.
Like
everyone has to start from somewhere.
Yeah.
See the people that don't have anything saying, oh, sound is bad,
people bootlegging it.
It was expected, the aftermath. It was expected. It's the same thing that happened to Backchat, Uncensored.
Yeah. If your shit's getting bootlegged, you're popping, man.
When I saw, what was it, 420? When I saw that was the max quality, I said, I ain't watching this here.
Where did you watch it?
I saw it on YouTube and I was like, no, I'm not watching this no more.
Oh, okay.
I said, 420, I'm straining my eyes. This ain't eyes were really, who's that?
Do you remember the DVDs we used to buy? Remember we used to buy DVDs like that, and then somebody would get up and walk past the screen.
Do
you know the one that used to piss me off, it's the guys that didn't shoot straight, bruv. It'll be diagonal. So I'm all slanting my head. It's like, bro, you had one job, bruv.
You know, after like 5 minutes, it's normal.
Yeah.
It's not even that fuzzy.
You look at real life and everything's on this side. It's like, what's going on?
Those are good barbershop days, though.
Hey.
Baby girl will come into the barbershop.
Yeah.
Hey, you've come a long way. I like what you did there.
Yeah.
You could have said who, but.
Yeah. We know who. We'll just say baby girl.
Yeah. I like what you did
baby
there.
Girl came through, bro, bag full of them.
Yeah. What you got there, man? I'm sitting on the chair just spinning.
Freaking through.
You know, you're thinking, rah. I've seen them come with porn.
Yeah, live, come with porn as well.
I think it's weird how we were so interested in buying it though. When I used to get my hair done as well. People used to actually ask.
They're in the salons too.
What do you have?
Because DVDs were the popping thing. Like, everybody had DVD players, but no DVDs to play.
What?
I'm not paying a full price for a DVD.
I'm not such a baby girl.
Yeah. HMV.
She used to have some of them were. Top quality, you know.
Some of them are thinking, dude got it from Warner. He's got the file from Warner and uploaded it to the DVD.
He went in the back where the reel is.
Yeah, he yanked it.
He took the film. Yeah. Went out there. What? Sometimes good quality. Nah. Sometimes you're just thinking, where's my man sitting? he looks like he filmed it trying to hide.
Some of them I'm like,
bruv, this is the screen. And some of them you're like, bruv, where did you sit, bro? Are you in the front? Are you in the middle?
I don't know how they got, like, they just got camera in and set up shop on a tripod. No one to the left or right of them.
Nothing. Hold it like that, fam.
So I'm just thinking in like the cup thing or something, and they put something in there and they just let it sit on the armrest.
Or something. I don't know, bro.
I'm confused.
I don't know how they did that. Shit, they needed to know somebody in the cinema to do that shit.
Yeah.
Because you can't just go to the cinema. They got cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
You'll get spotted. Yeah. So somebody needs to be like, we're ignoring screen one today. Or for this screening, ignore screen one.
Some of the security guards are definitely on the payroll.
100%.
They were part of the syndicate. What? They're illegal.
Just hand them a little. Yeah, take what? That.
Hey, bro.
Look how many clubs we got in for free back in the day. Just.
Yeah.
Everybody's on payroll. What's
funniest cinema experience?
Funniest.
Or do you know what gets me mad? You see women, yeah?
And they comment on anything.
No, like, there was one, I went to cinema once, yeah. This girl was talking. Someone shushed her, innit?
She got mad.
Big man thing is starting. Relax.
Yeah. We could talk after the film.
Relax. No. Yeah. She's all looking like, I'm not getting mad at him. Shush, man.
Yeah. I'm with him. Yeah, I wanted to do it, but I'm with you.
And then, I don't like going cinema with my mum.
Oh, really? Yeah, she asks you questions?
Even that, she comments and everything. Oh, my God, no! No, leave him!
Like, I would have gone cinema with your mum, I can't lie.
Hey. So embarrassing.
Nah, I can't remember what film we watched.
I think we went to watch Lord of the Rings.
Your mum is definitely sleeping. She don't understand anything that's going on.
Where she knows... She can fall asleep with 3 kids and no one's going to disturb her.
Yeah. I mean? They're locked in. She can fall asleep
with 20 kids.
Yeah.
No one's going to disturb her.
She woke up at, like, to this day, remember there's 3 films. Yeah. To this day, the only thing she knows about the film is that take one more step and this is the furthest we've been out the Shire. That's all she... early on, that is in the film. That's all she knows of 3 movies is that little... Because she fell asleep out. Never watched another one.
Nah, when we watched Queen and Slim, that was a lit experience because it was just niggas, man.
Yeah.
I like that. It felt like a community watching it together.
That's the only time.
I accept it. But when we go to like a Godzilla or something like that, I'm like, I don't care about this, man. You lot are all arming and ahhing. Like, fam, it's Godzilla, fam.
Oh,
calm down.
People were onto you.
About what?
Acrimonies. That's the name of the film you
chose. Oh my God. Are we running VAR from this?
Yeah. Fuck it.
Wow.
You can run it. Maximum should be a week, but if we get a recurring guest, the last thing that you had said, we're running it.
I've been exaggerating.
I don't give a flying fuck.
You know what's funny? As man's reading the comments, I'm thinking, oh, she bamboozled us.
Hey, she sprinkled so much sauce on it.
People said, no, that's not how it happened.
But, you know, not, people, like,
so
people...
what happened? Did he not leave her?
Yeah. Hey, she was telling the story. It's fine, give me the main bullet points and whatever you put around it.
Yeah.
Give me the vim.
I don't give a toss. Give me the vim. Let me understand what you watched, innit? That's not a problem, but you did what you did, innit? So, Tem, begin.
No, I'm not taking that. Yes.
You said that sound like he only gave back the money.
Yeah.
What? Lying, saying something wrong, saying something Everything. Silly.
Do you know how many messages you got caught?
You said that he only gave her the amount that she gave him.
Yes.
Mm. People gave her 10 mil.
Okay, you got me. I'm sorry.
Somebody come in like, he gave her like 10 mil and she gave him like 400 bags or something. He said, all he did was give her back her money.
Her back was against the wall. She saw 3 men like, huh?
Yeah.
And she said, say something quick. Quick, Gemma, think.
Do you know what's funny? I actually thought I was telling the full story. Yeah.
In your head, that's what you saw. That's why.
We were so angry.
I
can't believe you carried the money on screen. That's all you did. Got blessed, you know. She got a nice amount.
Hey, that's funny. What's the big deal? There is no big deal, but... It's funny that you did it.
Someone sent like a 7-minute voice note.
Yeah.
Mm. What?
I wasn't interested.
It's not that deep. It's just a film. Mm. It's really just a film.
Yeah,
it really
is.
Just be, you know? Be relaxing.
Like what?
You get me a cop, please.
One thing, just on the topic of money though, Why do women behave different when it's their money?
What do you mean?
I've got.
You got one already?
Yeah, I've got over.
Oh, okay. You can hand it. Yeah, why do women behave
different when it's their money. Like, they're less frivolous with it. Or do you think they're more frivolous with their own money?
No, I feel like they are. They are frivolous with their money.
It's just not spending on the man.
Hmm? What do you mean? Huh? No, speak. You spoke. So speak.
I feel like women are frivolous with money.
Yeah.
But when it comes to...
Whose money are they more frivolous with?
Their money or their partner's.
Okay, say you go to a restaurant with your partner, yeah?
Mm.
And it's his birthday. Are you going to spend more than he does on a regular day on his birthday or less?
One, it depends the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends what you get, but you can do anything you
if
want.
If you go, what's Nusret is opening in Knightsbridge. What's Nusret.
That? What's that?
The steak thing, the Salt Bay man.
Oh, okay.
So I think the gold steak, what? 500, 700 pounds gold steak?
Yeah.
Eh?
Say it's your birthday, yeah? Your girl said,
gonna
babe.
Let man dangle the team.
If I pay 700 pounds, bruv, you're feeding me the whole fucking thing, bruv. I'm not using my fucking hands,
bruv.
I'll
get a bib.
I pay 700 pounds. Feed me, bruv.
I'm buying. Big man, come back. Do that again.
Guys.
Wow.
But say it's your birthday, you've gone nush, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And you said, man wants that £700 steak still. Are you going to get it for him?
If I have the money, yeah, why not?
Come.
Like, that's unreasonable, bro.
Why? I would get it, though. If that's where you want to go,
that's unreasonable.
And I can afford it, like, it's disposable income.
No, your income is now disposable. Mm. You've seen how you're living.
What?
Mm. You've been making us just yesterday.
Mm. That doesn't mean...
Back again, and you're going to Santorini on the Monday. No.
Wait, you're flying out again?
She's flying out again.
No, I'm not.
Are you sure?
Told you I'm flying out.
Oh, we'll see the Instagram. Sorry, we'll see the Instagram.
No, but wherever he wants to go, obviously I would spend the money. I don't understand. What's your question?
I'm just trying to understand the frivolousness of...
I would spend his money, and I also spend my money.
But would you expect £700 steak on your birthday?
Not necessarily.
Not like expect.
It depends who your man is.
If he was like, oh, let's go there. Yeah, like, let's go.
You're in the restaurant, yeah?
Yeah.
And it's your birthday. So you're already in birthday vibe. You know when your partner's in birthday vibe, you've already said, I'm taking you here. So she already knows it's on him. Lovely.
Yeah.
Now you're looking at the menu. Already, you're not looking at the top. You already know you're going down. You're going on to the next page. Where's the steaks?
Listen, I feel like...
You're now looking at the menu.
Yeah.
Are you telling me you're not going to be thinking, oh, is that on the cards? Like,
no.
Can I try
you've it? Taken me to this restaurant because you can afford it. You can't take me somewhere and think, oh, she doesn't order
that. I can't. Yeah, I hope. Yeah, yeah,
see,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
the
yeah.
mindset. That yeah. The mindset yeah. is
I
different.
I can pick whatever I want on this menu.
See? Yeah.
Because you should be able to afford see? It. Why bring me here then?
Yeah.
The mindset is
what's
different.
Wrong with
wait, yeah.
hold on.
Just because we're in the building doesn't mean we have to get the champagne at the top, that they have to get the ladder to gang.
I hear what she's saying, but it's not reasonable.
No.
It's definitely not reasonable.
Get my wine.
Nah.
Listen. So basically,
you know they have a la carte menus.
Yeah.
How do you know I didn't come with that a la carte?
So you brought me there to stunt.
We bought it on Groupon, did we not? There's a set menu, bro.
No.
Select from here.
If someone takes you somewhere, should they be able to afford everything on that
no.
menu?
No.
Maybe not wines, because you know sometimes
you should be able
they're
dumb.
They're dumb.
You should be able to. Yeah.
Nah, but not food. Yes. What the hell are you
sometimes
talking about?
The price. Some like there's like three or four items on there. That is mad.
You could afford it, but it's like don't order that, bro.
No, yeah. There's don't even some them. Things that you can't be affording. Like yeah. I've seen some £24,000 stuff. So
where was you?
Like if you look properly on the champagne list,
the champagne.
Yeah. I was looking at that. I was thinking about food, bro.
But cool, if we're talking about food, I think the most expensive thing I've seen is that gold steak, 700.
Yeah,
I think it's wrong. I think it's so wrong for a man to take a woman to a place he can't afford, or to a place he wants to maybe snap.
Don't come here with toxicity.
No. Is it not slander women? Shut up,
exactly,
bro.
Exactly. Don't come here with that. Don't come here with that.
Somewhere that he can't... That
no, but seriously, turn off her mic. I don't know which one her one is. Just turn... I think...
You say turn it down?
No, up.
Okay.
Say what
yeah,
saying?
I want to hear you properly, you know, clear.
No, I think, like yeah, I said perfect. Before... Fred, it's very wrong for a man to take a woman somewhere that he can't afford, or he wants her to pick a set menu.
Why bring me there?
Because some men just want to say, oh, fine lady, this is where we're going. And then, okay, babe, bless, we have to
How about you know my pocket.
So why are we there?
Let me land.
Can you let him land, please?
I want to treat you to something nice that I know we can't do every day. But because you're my woman, I want to treat you to the utmost of my pocket's ability.
I want to take you up there.
I want to take you there to say, baby, one day, this steak will be yours.
It's yours.
But today, a la carte that shit.
How would you go about that? You would expect her to just think, okay.
No. In the past.
Sitting on your side of the table, in your head, you just have the expectation that, you know, you should be able to afford everything. The reason we're here is because you can afford everything.
Yeah, and you really at least want to treat me like he just said.
But that's not the case. We're here because I can afford this much.
We're here because the gram is there's still good food on this menu.
The gram is kicking my ass. You're watching stories line, in front of
it's
me.
It's fine. Don't cross this line.
Yeah.
Okay, how about if he doesn't snap anything for the gram? Like, he literally just wanted to go and taste a certain thing. Like, he's seen the menu. He's like, okay, no, this stuff looks nice. That stuff is mad, but we can go here. Mm. It's not for the gram. It's for us to go and experience this place. But instead, you want to experience it.
The place.
How?
The whole point of experiencing going
to Salt Bae. So do you always go places to eat the best thing there?
No, but I'm going there to or the most eat what I want there. On the menu. It's not about picking what's expensive.
Okay,
I'm going
to
a place
fair.
I can afford.
Sometimes it helps your eyes to.
Yeah, I get that.
So I'm not going to go there thinking, oh, let me find the most expensive thing.
But if it's what you want.
No, but if I like it.
You should be able to afford it.
I'm ordering it now. You got me here.
This is very interesting because when man goes to a restaurant, maybe because men tend to be paying more a lot of the time anyway, I will look at that and I'll be like, rah, boy, is that how much they charge? Rah. You just flick over it. So you're telling me you never get that vibe when you're in a restaurant?
You never say,
bro, that's expensive.
If I'm with my girls, yeah.
Hey.
Today, I saw
on Twitter, there were some girls and they were dancing with like a chair or something on their head. And somebody said they'll pick up everything but the bill, bro. Yeah.
Bringing out calculators, be
dividing.
You don't have a mic.
I'm going to tell you
what happened on my birthday. She missed it.
What happened?
What?
You wasn't there on his
birthday. Oh, wow. Fred, you shouldn't have done that.
That's not really. That's
you shouldn't have done that. She won. Like, why did you do that?
You messed up, man.
Hey, that is big mess up.
Big mess up.
Big mess up.
What the hell? Mess up, yeah.
Blackjack, I put my two down.
She hit you the blackjack. Two blackjacks for the two, man. She hit you with all of them. All
right, don't worry about it. But anyway, I have made her spend bags.
What restaurant? What restaurant?
That's the energy she's that men need to come with. That's the energy.
When the damn right.
You
damn
ordered
right.
the Wagyu.
Damn right. I ordered the fucking Wagyu.
Yeah, make sure Wagyu special. Come from Japan.
So her meal costs 35. Yours is 135. It's your birthday.
Wagyu, they say it come from Japan. They massage the cow.
But let me tell you something. Hours. Do you not feel like it may be an insult to you should you take a woman out, and she looks at you and she's like,
I can't afford this. Yeah. It used to piss me off,
And she's just looking at you, you're just thinking, no, you can order anything. She's like, sure. And she orders salad and water.
I said order anything.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Is that what women be doing?
Yes, they be doing that.
Just in case you want to say, split the bill.
Why she accept
the date? You Brooklyn.
She likes you still. She likes you. You know, I think.
Don't like me if you don't respect my pocket.
No. Here's the thing.
You don't even know what you're saying.
Well, I don't like.
So don't go to a restaurant and pick because the most expensive, and then don't go.
No, we're already doing what we're doing.
There is a middle point.
This is early date.
What's middle?
If we're going and you're ordering salad, further down the line, you're eventually going to say, "I'm tired of salad, bruv. I can't do this man no more." So don't like me now.
This fucking crew.
So you expect to be on the same? Don't expect you to be on the same salary for the rest of your relationship. Do you know what I mean?
Too far like that, bruv. They want the here and now, bruv. They want.
So she thinks she's gonna eat salad today. Girls eat salad in 10 years.
Girls are tired of ambition.
That's not what she's thinking.
Girls are tired of ambition. They don't want struggle, love. We've been known.
The new ones.
Even the 25s.
Yeah, the under 25, struggle love is not a thing.
Them niggas not be a buying thing. presents.
Yeah.
Their money together.
Yeah.
Loving. Have you had one of them presents days?
Struggle love.
Yeah, have you ever had a presents day?
Not.
Like a 25 bag present. Like, no. Not money wise, like there's bags on bags. Chanel, Dior.
Not 25,
Dior.
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Mm. Wait, you're not.
No, no!
Hey, I love speaking about Asian women, you know.
Yeah.
They always get tired. Squeaky bum time, bro. What the fuck?
I'm a young babe. Anyway, I've been seeing articles about me saying I'm in my 30s. Just to clear that up, I'm not in my 30s. Okay, thank you very much. I'm not 34.
It's an article.
That's an article.
34?
Yes.
That's a real strong 30, you actually.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm not.
Damn. That's crazy still. Oh shit, I was even. There was something that you said that I was going to say something
about food. About what? Food?
Oh, yeah, it was something to do with the food. No, yeah, that's an interesting thing in terms of flipping it the other way. Because obviously, men don't want the girl to get too excited.
Mm.
But then if she's looking at you like, you can't afford that. I know, I can see your posture. The way you're sitting down, you're new around here.
No, my girl still doesn't like me spending money.
Your girl?
She don't like me spending money.
That's
I don't know why.
As well, though.
On what?
If that's you go broke, she's on, half broke.
Yeah.
On like even if I'm like I'm going to treat you, she'd be like, "How much was that?"
On what? On what?
Like anything. Like I bought a Givenchy earrings or something, and she was like, "How much was that?" It's a present. Mm. It was a Christmas present, and she's asking, "How much is it?" Because it's designed. I'm like, "It's a present. Accept it."
Yeah.
But she will go on Google. To check.
Oh, nah.
Yeah, like, because she's thinking, nah, like,
this
if this guy.
you have to calculate. I don't know. Why did he say he can't do that?
I don't know.
I feel like that happens when you've got, like, responsibilities.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We got bills to pay, so I guess. Yeah,
when you're working together, then it's like, okay, cool.
So
now we've got.
Take man restaurant?
Yeah, of course.
What's the amount that you spend? Ballpark. Cycra, is that how you pronounce it?
Circa.
Yeah.
Give it. You can do it.
See, she wasn't paying attention.
I mean, the highest I've ever spent, probably like 500 and something pounds.
On a present for a man?
No, the dinner.
Oh, dinner, sorry.
Oh, what?
I don't think I've ever gotten a man like a proper.
Wait, hold on.
You spent five bills on the dinner?
Yeah.
With who? What? You went to?
Me and my guy.
Swear down.
What restaurant was this?
517. I think it was Rocker.
Remembering the whole
Rocker.
Thing.
So 517.
Yeah.
Never forget that. He was a deadly day.
Hey, for food, I can't lie. Five for food is
because
a lot.
Because I don't
lot.
Do that regularly.
But there's drinks too, isn't it?
I hardly ever.
Yeah, the drinks. Like, really
four or six cocktails should be
ready. Wow.
Rocker's expensive, though. Rocker's
yeah,
expensive.
You treated him, boy.
Yeah, I think I've been
well
there.
Done
I can't
to
remember.
You.
I remember even when me and Manny went, I remember he was like, right, this is fucking expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, let's go, man. Like, yeah. The ones we both respected each other.
Yeah, like.
Just don't make sense.
Yeah, what are we doing here? Like,
but we didn't have food.
Yeah.
You know, man?
Yeah.
It's like, nah, this is some small. Nah. You're like, it's not even big enough, man.
Yeah. That's the pain. Expensive food is so small.
Yeah, exactly.
But
or designer.
You have all the courses and stuff. Now, I'm not on that vibe now, but at that moment, I remember I was like, nah, this ain't worth it. Fuck this.
Nah,
I'm out of here. Whereas now, if I go to a restaurant, I'm willing to just
yeah, have fun. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm willing to just be like,
we've reached the age now where when you go out, it's to have fun. It's not about I've only got £30 to spend today.
Oh my god,
what
I've literally just remembered something. Yeah,
yeah.
It's London Women Month, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is.
Do you know what women need to stop doing? What's unfair? Yeah. Okay, you see what you want for your birthday next year. Do you know what you want?
No, not really.
Right, cool. If you knew what you want, would you tell me?
Probably.
Well,
I would.
In advance?
Yeah, I would.
Would you tell all your friends?
I don't know about all my friends.
Right, cool. Lovely. This is my issue, yeah? So, Mandy, for her 30th...
Saying her whole name,
yeah,
government.
For her 30th, she's like, I want to go to... Where is it? I want to go. She wants to go on holiday.
I remember. Yeah.
And then she's like, yeah, like that's the present that I want from you, innit?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all right, cool, you're 30th. No problem. That's fine. So oh. I'm like, it's a lot of money, but cool, innit? We'll get there, innit? There's time.
Yeah.
You have to think about it. There's time.
Start saving.
So then, man's at the house, yeah, and her friends are around. And then one of the friends said, oh, yeah, because you said on your 30th, you're going to be going to rent. I said, hold on. Why does everybody know what I'm going to be spending
on your birthday?
So now I have to do that.
Yeah. Now the pressure's on.
What the fuck?
Now the pressure's on.
When you're not there, when you're in England and your birthday.
Yeah.
I'm like, what happened?
Yeah.
Oh, what happened?
Where's your money at?
Yeah.
How can you tell all your friends where you want for your 20? You just turned 29.
The pressure's on. The pressure's actually on now.
My God.
Yeah.
Job done.
That's not fair. That you shouldn't be allowed to do that.
Nah,
I feel like
you know what? Women don't feel pressure. If we was to come over and say, "Oh, I can't wait till you get that thing for your birthday," and just what you mentioned to her, she'd be like, "Why are you telling?" He's not getting. You know, like that.
Cause
he's not getting it.
No, they don't care. They don't care enough to fulfill that pressure that they're feeling from our friends.
Women don't like us, bro.
Bro, I'm telling you.
They just tolerate.
Bro, I had to pull us.
I believe that, you know.
So women just tolerate us.
I feel like they do.
Was that genuine annoyance?
Of course.
Really?
Yeah, because now
in other words, you weren't really planning.
No, he was. He was.
It's not that. I want to do that, but I don't want everybody to know that. I wanted even it to be a sense of, between me and you, this is what you wanted. I gave it to you. How does everybody know that I was supposed to give this
excitement?
To you? So now I have to give it to you. Now I'm under duress.
Now I can't let you down.
Yeah.
I
can't
let okay.
You down. I was planning on letting you down.
I was
back.
Anyone's.
Like I was. Sometimes I really do plan on letting people down. I don't
really.
I feel like men say it as well, but maybe they don't communicate with their women's friends
about what.
Like, I see how Mandy's girls said that in the open.
Yeah.
Maybe you want something, you'll tell your boys, but they won't go and tell her, by the way. Oh,
Yeah. Of course. But of course.
Men also tell their friends what they're.
Yeah, like I said, I'll tell Tem and Fred, but I won't tell all my friends.
Yeah.
Like, that's
I'm sure
weird.
She didn't tell all her that's friends.
No, she told all her friends. She told all of them.
No, it's all the friends that matter. All the friends that I know. Like, what the hell, bruv?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to do that, man.
Yeah, men make empty promises, so sometimes.
Listen, when you get a
chance. You have to put something.
Oh, everyone can see that. Yeah. This
when you get a chance to spend your woman's money, go ham.
Yeah, no, it's time to really go hard. Go hard, because we take it too easy.
Go ham.
When she takes you out, you're even thinking, nah, man, I don't want to do that.
Do
right,
it.
Babe.
Do it.
I'll just take the normal.
That's fine. I support that. As long as it's not frequent.
Finish that.
Yeah.
It's never frequent. You got 1.5 times a year where she'll pay.
Trust me. Yeah, and that's
any other time.
One time is your birthday, and the second time is if you're lucky. It's not guaranteed or related to it.
If you're having a bad, some horrible days.
Even that.
Oh,
that's nice. A takeaway. That doesn't count as you took me anywhere. We didn't get
so
dressed
then,
up.
So does you taking her out for the sake of it count?
Of course.
Then why doesn't that count?
The sake of it, the not sake of it, the date night, it won't count.
Nah, it's slander woman. I'll keep my mouth shut.
We've been tallying. What do you mean the sake of it?
Just date night. Let's
that's
fine. But a woman can see, okay, you've had a horrible week, or let's go out. Let me take you out. You'll say you won't count that.
Do you know how many horrible weeks I've had?
Okay. How many bad days do you have? Yeah. You take us out every single time. No.
Of course not.
So then it's the same thing.
Yeah,
it's
no, that counts.
Thing. You have double standards.
My takeout is less than your takeout.
Because you're choosing the restaurant for the same reason.
Yeah.
I'm going to finish your account, bro. Finish it.
No, my girl's good. She pays for a lot of things. Yeah. Don't lie. Like, she's if she wants
something. It's June.
My girl.
Exactly.
June, bro.
Yeah. But she complains a lot.
Yeah.
That's right. It's one or the other.
No, she complains.
Bear, what did she complain about recently?
You're scared.
Nah, I just couldn't think of anything. She's complained. You know when it's just all noise now? It's just nyang, nyang.
if we hear them. But but man, I have to find do you think you have a good balance of being looked after and being able to look after yourself? Like, say your girls were gone for 3 weeks. Mm. How's it going to go down in that house?
In my house.
In your house. Will you suffer or have you got this?
Nah, I think I'll be fine, you know?
Yeah?
Yeah. Cool. Well, if she takes the dog, I'll be fine. If she leaves him with me, that's too much responsibility,
you're just
single,
man. Basically, would you be all right?
If she leaves the dog with me, I'm stressed.
Nah. I'd be all right, but cooking isn't my thing.
Yeah.
I'm basic with cooking. I would get a bit saucy sometimes, but after a while, I'll be like, nah, man.
The thing is, basic food is my favorite. I won't even
basic
lie to
food
you.
Is your favorite?
Like noodles, yeah. Indomie, yeah. It's my favorite. Cuz,
man said,
noodles. I know, you're but it like just that. Tastes so good.
What kind of noodles? Indomie. Oh, come on.
Cuz, I don't know what
kind of noodles. Are you just talking about?
No, I put stuff in it, but not all the time. And I don't need the extra stuff. And then, I like it. I like it, man. I can't lie.
There's nothing wrong with that. Why
you like MSG?
Maybe that's what it is.
We graduated a long time ago.
No, but when I'm at home and I want a meal and that's there, I'm not complaining.
Really?
I'm definitely not complaining.
You actually choose Indomie.
Is it laziness?
No. Like, it's not laziness. Because there's, cooking spaghetti and cooking Indomie is the same fucking process, bruv. Like, and then you just chuck bolognese sauce or whatever you want to pull on it. Or you can make a simple dish like that. That shit's not nice. Indomie is nice, bruv.
Spaghetti and bolognese sauce, no mince.
You know what I mean, man.
I'm just asking.
No, I don't eat spaghetti and bolognese sauce, bruv. Okay. Well, you think it's just Domio in the thing. You just pour it over.
He's got the gravy granules again.
Nah. Man could cook, bruv. Man can actually cook. But I just like that food. Like, I would go to it.
I hate it.
I'll go to it even when there's food at home sometimes.
Poor return on investment. Horrible.
It's not for me.
Cook
I love
an
it.
Hour and a half.
What, cooking?
Shit.
Yeah, exactly. Where Indomie, cook for 3 minutes.
I love cooking.
You love cooking?
What? I just hate washing plates.
Oh, yeah.
I don't mind that.
I got a dishwasher,
but I don't use it.
That's
really?
Right. That's what annoys me about people with dishwashers, bro.
Why don't you use it?
They be having it and don't use it. Give it to me then.
So does your wife cook and then you wash or?
I tend to wash.
I like washing.
But you don't use the dishwasher?
I like sweeping.
Why?
All the time. I don't know, man.
Do you have Ibele in your house?
What's that, the sticks?
Mm.
No.
You don't have it?
No.
That's the greatest.
I don't either.
That would scare white people.
That will mess up someone's back. I don't think it's the greatest thing.
Yeah. You're bent over.
Come on. No.
That one there gets all the dirt and dust. Oh. Everything inside the carpet is bringing it up.
You got no carpet afterwards, bro. You're down to the underlay, bro.
You had it at night?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't have that here. That's long.
I would love to get that. Where can I get it from?
Market,
probably. Yeah.
See that shit tied up.
Just to have, not to use.
My mum used to use some of them to beat me with it as well. Back in the day. Just take a couple out of it.
But I've been getting fat as well, bro.
Oh.
That's why I asked about this looking after yourself thing.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I would definitely let go of myself.
I'll be gone.
If I was to return the favor, you know. I know.
Not bad. You've been looked after.
What were we talking about? Chubbiness here?
He's a bit fat.
About chubbiness? Called me fat shaming.
No, he's gained weight. No one said it's bad.
Oh, that's good.
But you laughed.
This is fine. Because I get it all the time.
Yeah,
I'm done out here, bro.
I'm done out here as well, man.
Your belly.
And listen, the other day, I was walking to the car and I was actually like, you're a dickhead. Like, because you said that when the gym opens back up, you're going.
Yeah.
You went there for a week and you stopped and you haven't been back.
I'm with you.
And you don't even intend to go back.
I'm with you.
Like, I haven't even found time to go back. I'm going to go.
Yeah.
But I was like, this summer's a write-off.
Yeah, for me too. Me and you both, brother.
This summer is a write-off.
Nah, actually, man, it's not too late.
There's
it's
no holiday, so I don't feel that bad. I have no reason.
Nah, I've got a holiday. I'm not. I just look good. I'm all right like this,
but I don't suit having a belly. Do you get what I'm saying?
I'm not saying
I suit having packs, but my belly right now.
Had a baby.
No,
one should at my weight. It will go left.
It's bad, but bruv, like, man, I need to get a handle of this.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I started again. I got over my injury, so I'm back.
It's habit. You're just the only thing that it's just downhill, bruv. You're just gonna keep going there, and it just gets harder for you to just reel it back in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's true.
I've been banging the press ups. I'm back to where I was in terms of press ups, but bruv, like press ups isn't what I need, bruv.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know what? I need my abs back, bruv. I saw a video of me when I was like 22. I said,
oh, do you know how much it hurts? Yeah, yeah, this is what I know I'm done out here. Anytime somebody sends me a picture from years ago, I'm always like, fuck.
Oh my gosh. Like. I saw the picture of us in. Remember that Christmas we went out, we were talking about?
Yeah.
There's
a
picture of us on my brother's Instagram.
Bro.
We were skinny, bruv.
Slim. And I don't mind putting on size.
And you had size, you know.
I don't mind putting on size, but you see when you got belly with size. No, I'm fine. My arms are okay. Like, but my belly, though. Like, you know, like, have you sat down and looked
at your belly?
I saw it today.
That's what made me go work out.
Over my trousers.
That's what made me go work out. I saw it. I was like, what is this? Whose belly is this, man?
Oh, shit. I'm in the mirror sucking my shit in.
And you know what it is? Because it hasn't been hot for so long, yeah?
Yeah.
Usually I sit down and I'm wearing clothes.
Yeah.
Now it's hot. I'm topless and I sat down. And I looked down and I said, who is this, man?
Bro, it's
who is guy? None, fam.
Like, you take your top off. You're not tempting anybody. Like, you're just dumb. Nobody cares. Like, right now, nobody cares.
Girls are pushing this. Like, yeah, we want the dad bod.
No.
Who's pushing that, please?
Girls are pushing.
Some girls are pushing.
There was one point where somebody, there was a video of one guy. Tall guy, he was wedge, but he had a stomach.
And yeah.
Some girl was like, this is the kind of man I want.
Yes,
and there
I remember
was a point
that.
Where this kind of tubby sort of guy was the ideal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nobody wants them no more. But there was a point where I saw
it was the wave.
Like, I want a girl like, you know what I mean? You couldn't be short with it. You had to be tall as well.
Of course.
There was a point where a tubby guy was, sexy. You know the ones?
I think it's the idea behind the fact that, well, I'm not speaking for every woman. Let me just speak for myself.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
speak for them if you want.
That maybe a guy with a bit of a belly has money.
That's an old African mentality. Yeah.
But it's true. Do you know what I mean?
He can feed himself.
I find him very attractive, even though I know he's ugly. I don't have to explain it.
You find him attractive, yes, even though he's ugly.
That's what I'm saying.
But because he's got money.
Rick Ross.
Not Rick Ross.
Who?
He's...
Moneybagg Yo.
No.
Is he a rapper?
He manages people. Maybe Migos.
Oh, P.
QC.
P from QC.
Yeah.
You find him... I do P. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So
you don't know who P is.
You don't know who P is. I know who he is, but I wouldn't call him.
No.
What?
That's probably not a good man.
But P, all right.
He's not ugly, but he's
he's
something.
Medium.
Yeah.
He's there,
though. He's all right. He's all right, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
Him,
huh?
Yeah.
I'm sure she is.
And some Kayla.
Good point. You see attractive women and you say, actually.
He's not bad.
Yeah, I feel like people's partners kind of boost them as well.
Yeah.
Who wants to be with someone that no one wants? You're walking, no one's looking at your girl. Like, yeah. You start looking at her like, he's not ugly, though.
I don't think he's ugly, though. He's not ugly, but
you get my gist, though.
He's not the standard of beauty, if we want to say.
But he can be handsome.
But listen, how much does...
Okay, maybe it's just... He can be handsome
when he's got all his jewels. Nice and
thin. Hey. Racks in his pocket.
4PF.
You know the ones? If he had none of his jewels on, walk out Primark. He's not that good looking, is he?
Why does he have the belly then?
True. Oh, I was literally just going to ask something on that.
This guy's memory is all over the place today, boy.
Oh, it's gone.
Don't worry about it. Do it.
Because we see him with attractive women.
It's gone. Do intro, it might come back to you. Yeah, for sure. Intro. 90s Baby Show, my name is Semi Alchemy.
I'm Fred Santana.
We've got a shooter in the house, nigga.
He's still spending his babe's money.
He's spending that money. Givenchy earrings.
Can't look after himself, though.
They're going to shoot somebody, goddammit.
All he eats is Indomie.
Indomie boiling water ass, nigga.
Love that shit.
Raggedy ass.
Love that shit.
That's how I learned it, Gary.
I love it.
Nigga, overseas, underseas, or God in him, or near him in God. Is my nigga VP in the cut? That's a scary sight.
Yo.
Ichoma in the house.
Yeah.
Ichoma. That will never get old.
Nah, it won't.
Ever,
it was the best.
We're on to them. We're on to them. It's still, fuck it.
Must be.
It's Slander Women Month. I don't know what everyone had thought it was, that it was going to be cut short for some.
Is that a
Boris
is that
extended?
What, Slander Women Month?
Yeah.
Do you know why?
Made it up.
Yeah. You made it up.
Things get made up all the time.
So the three of you made it up.
What's the problem?
Oh, interesting. So now next off is Slander Men. Not even
if
men.
You want. When
Slander
you want.
90s when, baby
when,
show.
When if you want. I never said no.
When do women not slander
hashtag,
men?
That's the next hashtag.
If you want. I've not said no to that.
How long has men are trash been a thing?
Forever.
Since forever.
Why are you listening to those people though?
It's not that I listen. It's
women
just that
are
my,
trash,
it's just,
men are trash.
It's just that
trash.
My it's just that like my little niggas growing up in these streets get slandered every day. They don't know what to do, when and how. Mm-hmm. If a woman go and tell them, you shouldn't be doing this, you shouldn't be on Instagram, you shouldn't comment on the Shade Borough, you shouldn't wear your hat like that, you should have these Jordans, you should have BM. Man, these 17-year-olds don't know what are going on in their life. Women are dictating their whole thing from the jump.
It's true.
And they wrong foot, man. Word. Trash.
And we allow men, our young men, to just go through the same shit. And it just gets worse, bruv.
Yeah.
We was expected some shit and we went through it. And we said, we're G's. You know what?
Yeah.
Nah, then we'll come here with all our scars and say, all right, we went through it, you know?
Yeah.
And then we'll just allow them to go through a new battlefield. We don't do nothing about it. We don't say, bruv, don't spend your money
because,
like that.
Because girls are excited. Girls are excited when Oloni says something on the title.
Oh my God. She's the queen.
When
she wants to play
when
a
they
game.
See a man, when they see a man get boopsed.
Oh my God, it's a
love
win.
It.
That's the
they
thing.
They love it.
But when I'm saying, let's not be biased because you're all men.
Mm-hmm.
Women get bumped the most.
How?
By who?
By men.
How?
How?
So you're going to hear more stories of women being taken for idiot than you will of from men.
Wait a second.
A lot of the time, the men are violating the women. Impossible. So when you hear all these savages,
okay, I think you're talking less
savages.
Yeah.
Of course, we're gonna rejoice with them because.
Yeah.
Understand?
Yes. I understand.
That's an English word, but that is a very African rejoice.
I understand.
Did you not see what had happened? you saw what happened the other day on
what
the gram. A guy flew a girl out to a hotel. He said, "Oh, like I'm coming to the hotel to see you." She said, "Oh, not tonight." He said, "What do you mean, not tonight?"
Oh yeah, that was.
He flew her out to a hotel.
Wherever he flew her out to. Paid for the hotel, said,
"I'm coming to see you
tonight." Yeah, and then she said, "Not tonight."
Someone else.
Hey, you know, like that. It could be anything. She said, "Not tonight." Then he was like, what do you mean, not tonight? She said, "I'm tired or some shit."
Okay.
I'm just adding to the.
Yeah.
Tired or some shit.
It's all right.
He said, "All right, I'll come tomorrow." She said, "I'll let you know." Said, "What do you mean, I'll let you know?" He said, "Listen. I paid £1,000 for you to come here and stay in this hotel. The room is cancelled. Get out tomorrow. And the flight is cancelled. Find your own way back." She said, "Oh, you can't do that." The nigga did that shit. She said, he blocked her as well. She's like, "Oh, why are you talking to me?" Like, she posted the whole thing on Instagram, bruv.
Well, you know.
So what? Did she want us to feel sorry for her?
Do you know what?
What did she think he was flying her there for?
That's what I'm saying. What, to link another man? Like, what are you doing here then?
Yeah.
You see,
in other words.
She tried to box him.
She did, but she didn't do it wisely. She didn't do it wisely. That's what it is. You know what? You can teach some girls here.
I should teach girls.
I'm just saying.
Don't let me start.
She meant she lost.
Yeah. That's what happened.
If she was going to try to do that, she might as well have gotten him to transfer the money.
Exactly.
And then
you see? There you go. Teach.
No, if you're going to stay at a hotel with a girl, fuck it, put that shit in her name, bro. Yeah. Don't be going to the hotel now, she's not turning up, or this same.
It's true. It's true.
Put her card on it.
Put her card on it, bro.
Yeah.
Money back.
So you think if someone flies you out, that you basically have to fuck them.
Nobody said fuck. No, he said, let me come and see you.
Or to do what?
I don't know. We might want to go on a date.
Movies,
yeah. She didn't even give him that option. Yeah. She didn't even say, oh, yeah, I'll meet you here. Or yeah. I don't feel comfortable. None of that. It was just straight, I don't want to meet.
Yeah.
No, but I don't.
You don't have to.
Listen, you don't have to. It's not by force, though.
Friends that I've never met.
Come and be my friend.
Then let's meet.
Yeah, what if I'm busy?
Why are you busy?
You're in the hotel. I wouldn't have been in this country.
How? What? I flew you out.
You didn't come here for work.
You boy. You
this isn't a work trip. What are you busy doing?
No, no, no. Let me land. That's like saying, oh, could you take someone out to eat? Like we were just talking about before. You have to take. They have to go home with you.
No. I never said that. Yeah, don't do that. No.
Do not do that.
Well, that's something. That's nobody said that.
No. Don't do that.
She's doing that movie shit.
If she's... No.
Let me say what I'm saying.
If she's... If she's a prostitute or if she's...
Yes, yes.
Go on, go on. I don't know. Let me finish. If she's gone out there for whatever reason.
Yeah,
but we don't know this W by any means.
Why is she a prostitute? What the fuck?
Any means.
Go on.
Where did that come from?
She threw her under the bus to take her out from under the bus.
She threw her under the bus so that you could have sympathy. Go on, go on. If she's a prostitute.
No.
Now go on with your example. Go on.
She clearly isn't someone who went out there to fuck because she would have allowed him to come to the hotel.
Okay.
So we don't know the conversation that took place in the whole
accountability. Go on. No, I want you to laugh.
To do that, you're comfortable enough to do that. Why do you feel like you can say no to the guy who's flown you out and he'd be okay with it?
Yeah.
If there wasn't like, oh, we're going to do this on this day. There was no plan. So I'll tell you why.
I'll tell you
why. So I can be busy then.
No.
Don't you?
On his booking,
I have.
What did I miss?
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
Yes.
Oh. Yes. They've been sexting and stuff.
She tried to book
him. He did say.
Yeah. Without that, she's wrong. She's listen. Yeah.
No word. There's something.
You defend your women, but she's a stupid woman, bruv.
She's first.
She's a prostitute.
My first. She's got to be linking someone else.
I don't 100%. Know what she's doing.
What else are you doing?
Why even if she's not linking someone else.
She's done
that. The man them have to fight back, fam. Can't just have. Remember back
he was good.
Back chat where someone was saving name as Chinese.
Oh yeah,
that's rude.
Man, them, I don't want that for you,
bruv. No, honestly, we're standing up, bruv. We're saying like it's not happening no more, bruv.
Yeah,
that shouldn't be happening. Themselves.
And then even for the women, don't be out here taking so much of these nice gestures and gifts.
Yeah, big man.
If you have no plan,
stop taking advantage of people. That's not nice.
That's
bruv.
That's fucked up. That's what I'm saying.
When have I taken advantage of you? No, me and you, we haven't decades. We're not saying that nobody ain't been done dirty here. What?
No, that's the thing.
I'm not upset about the savageness.
And then the five of them.
You know Samson and Delilah, right? You know Samson and Delilah, huh?
Biblical story.
You know Samson and Delilah,
BC.
No?
Yeah.
Did Samson wrong? No, didn't she?
Mm.
You know Adam.
Oh, so it's thousands and thousands. Yeah. Adam and Eve.
Women have doing
something. Yeah, sometimes.
She got hungry because her man didn't provide. Every day he's like, oh, but there's free apples. He's like, bruv, every day free.
Can you imagine?
Nah, I get that though.
Yeah.
I feel like culturally, Nigerian men provide without wanting. If you go to Nigeria, you will hardly spend. And they don't want to take you home. So like, there's men who just do things.
Yeah. You know,
you don't have to expect
anything. Yeah.
You know, like,
but men are past that expecting stage.
You understand?
That
guy was expecting.
You see, during lockdown, a lot of men learned a lot of things because of Clubhouse. Like, bare times, I'll just be in a room, just listen. I'm saying, okay, this is new information.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
it's true.
But men didn't really get a chance. Like,
idiots got a chance to speak.
Yeah.
Men didn't really get to say how they feel without slander. Like, it was, this guy's an idiot. He's trying shit. Get him off the
stage. Was done. Was
women had a lot of airtime from the rooms I was in. Men didn't get a chance to say nothing about how they feel. Men's feelings don't get
heard. There wasn't a platform for that.
This month isn't about getting onto women for just being savages, bruv. Like, that's new. That's not what we're here to discuss.
Nah.
Is here to discuss all the pressures that you put on us young men. Mm-hmm. That's what my standard women is.
Because it's a bit. I don't like when women call men brokies.
Yeah, bruv. Let me be broke. I was 17. Well, he's broke. I just got a job.
This is the poorest I'm ever going to be again. It's only up from here.
Like, hopefully. I might develop a gambling addiction. I don't know, bruv.
Some women might be looking at their 57-year-old dad and say, why aren't you guys much? He's 57. He's got 30 years on me, bruv. He's sad he's an eye card for a long time. Well, I've only had it 10 years, bruv.
Yeah.
You get some promotions just to be a millionaire overnight. Like, relax.
Yeah. No,
yeah,
but.
Pressures, like.
Yeah.
Bro, anyway. Lin-May was saying it, boy. Some of these girls are looking for a dad, fam. Mm-hmm. You're not looking for a boyfriend. You want someone to buy you nice things. You're not caring about intimacy even like that. You just want nice shit. That's what it's your dad's going to do for you. You want a dad. You want a father. And it's unfair for these young guys to be going through this. Like, we're standing up and saying we ain't taking it.
I feel as though, like, men don't help themselves.
Like, yeah, how? Yeah.
In the way in which they approach women.
It's like true. How? It's true because they come with the flashiness.
They you come with that,
yeah,
and you almost emphasize that. That is the main importance. The man makes it, not the woman. The man makes it the most important thing. So you don't get to maybe understand or even get to know the man because he's got a facade. He has a wall up, basically. And then you find out the real person. It's like, first of all, that was disgusting. Why did you do that?
Yeah.
I'm not interested now. You literally have no money. It's true. Like, many men, I wouldn't say, every woman likes money. That's a female thing in animals as well. Like, you go for the strongest, the most fit. That's just natural. But that being said, I wouldn't say I chase men with money. I like to understand people. Does that make sense? But if a man is coming to me, there's a saying that me and my friends, I'm like, if you want to be an idiot, I'll show you what an idiot looks like. Do you understand?
If
you want to be dumb, we can be all dumb.
I heard that, bro.
Most of the time, that's how men move. So it's like, Well, playing.
All right.
You want to spend money? Let's spend the cash.
So what's an example of someone acting like an idiot and you're like, oh, so you're boops. Cool, let's go.
For example, let's say you genuinely like me, and the first thing you say is, I don't know, what's your account details? Because that's happened so many times.
I see men.
Wow. Wow.
Okay, there you go.
Ruining it for men. Some men are fucking shit up.
Yeah. We'll get onto you men next month.
Next month
we'll get onto them men.
We've got themes.
Don't worry.
Just your theme.
So it's like, let's go for a date. You hear men, this hasn't happened to me, but you hear men saying their first date was they flew someone out to France. If you have the money, that's fine. Like, if that's the lifestyle, that's just what you do.
On the first,
go do it. Yeah, but if you're impressing someone,
I'm a liar. I said I'd take her to the Bahamas. She believed. Yeah, she believed me. It wasn't even first day. I just said, yeah, we'll go.
Nigga was drunk.
I'm a fly to the Bahamas.
We'll go.
I don't think it was. I was gonna get a minivan
in a U-Haul.
Hey,
that is mad in regards to how certain people actually move with their money. But my thing is, do you think that wealthy guys? Because obviously, if a wealthy guy's talking to somebody that hasn't come from money, and you say, I'll take you to France. They're going to see that as a big deal. So do you think that wealthy people should only do that with people that have actually got money rather than people that haven't got money?
I feel like they do. We all have this perception that wealthy people just go. Yeah, of course, they can sometimes like go beneath their class and state and stuff like that. But a lot of them really date within wealthy men women who also make money.
I was thinking too. I don't want to be friends with a girl. I'm not friends or date. Friends.
So if you maybe outgrew someone, you drop them off.
No, I haven't landed.
Oh.
I don't want to be.
She's already angry.
Yeah. I'm still trying to process my thought in my head, but it's something along the lines of like, I don't want to be friends with someone, like a woman that I even find attractive, but only wants to date rich people. Like, because what? I'm here, bruv. Like,
what you mean?
Look at me. Like, I don't know. Does it not make sense? Like,
so you don't want.
Like, don't just hang around with me. But your then when a rich man comes, you forget all seven. Like, we're a group of seven friends.
Yeah.
Now a rich man's there, you just skip away.
Yeah, 100. That's
how. Like, no, it's not man. It's just date rich man, and then when he's finished with her, she comes back. I don't want one of them.
I hear it because I'm also a man, but. It's kind of life, though. That's how we can't really be friends like that.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't have women that are friends like that, where we're chilling together all the time and stuff like that. So for me to notice when she's gone off
at
with her man.
At this age,
yeah. At a grown age, yeah. But
when we was like 22,
chilling with girls.
If we're all chilling and now she's just wandering off for 7 weeks.
I don't expect anything less, though.
Yeah, but not really, because we'll probably all chill together. But now the rich guy's looking at us like, why are you hanging with them? I don't know what he's saying.
With them brokies.
Hanging with them brokies, trying to. Yeah, bro. Yeah,
it's the thing, relationships, though.
Insecurities. Yeah, I am.
He is.
Yeah, he is. That's the thing. If you're trying to date her, that's where it becomes an issue.
It's all fake. Like, you can't really be friends. With someone you find physically attractive.
You reckon?
Yes. Really. If you find your friend like attractive,
yeah.
You as friends, you should be able to sit in the same room together. Everyone should leave. You sit in the same room. You find this one attractive, it's dark, it's late at night.
Why did you start doing your face like that?
You actually find this person attractive.
I know, but you don't have to act on it. But I get that. It's dangling meat in front of the lion.
That don't find their pretty friends. Don't look at them like
that. If you're looking at your friend like that,
then there's a problem now.
Yeah.
You can be friends with attractive women. It don't mean that you find them attractive.
Yeah.
Stupid pretty if they want. But if you're not attracted to them, I get what you're saying. That's once that's cleared up.
Then, of course, that's going to some jealousy because she'll be telling you, by the way, I fucked him yesterday. And you're thinking,
That's mad.
You couldn't do that with me.
Yeah.
In your heart.
My cock is hard right now. You're telling me I'm fucking somebody else. That is rude, fam.
Hey, I used to go through that when I was young, you know.
What, friend zone talking to a girl you like?
Friend zoned, bruv. You didn't even realize you was there until you heard the story.
About her fucking somebody else.
She's just telling you some issues with what the other guys are. You're thinking, what? I didn't even know there was another guy.
I'm so bad at listening, bruv, to other people's problems sometimes. Like, no. I be giving the advice that makes you not want to come back to me first. You don't want this advice. I'm going to tell you the worst thing.
I used to be that agony aunt. I was so bad with it. And I think them points, I was trying to discover, how am I going to get into this game of like, just speaking to women, caught in whatever. And it was just like, oh yeah, maybe the friend zone is the best way. It was the open door. I was like, this is my way.
That's how you get
this is me. You know what I'm saying? I was thinking, let me get used to speaking to the women at least. And then tell me your problems. Tell me that maybe I might be the solution. Maybe. And then there was one point where I realized, nah, this ain't the route. And there was one time where I can't remember who it was, but there was one of my friends was telling me a story. And I knew I was done. She was crying about something. I remember I was like, yeah, man, don't cry, man. It's fine. And then it was cool. We finished that conversation. Then the next day she was like, how could you just be like, don't cry? Like, I was thinking, yeah, man, don't cry, innit? Like, I don't want to fucking hear this shit no more.
Yeah.
I'm tired of hearing this now. I'm done. Don't cry, bruv. Very. You know what I mean? I would have been there, you know?
I've told bare of my friends, just leave her, man.
Yeah. Just leave it, bruv. Just leave it.
It's too much now. You lot have been arguing for 2 days.
Bro.
That's a leave it after 2 days.
Bro.
That being said, I feel like you still need to be friends. Maybe not for too long.
What, but with your partner. Person you just broke up with?
Yeah.
Not necessarily broke up with, like someone you just met. Mm-hmm. You know how you were saying, you just become their best friend? No, that's wrong.
Mm.
But you still need to be friends
and
then transition.
Yeah.
It's good. I feel like that way is healthier. But if you're there for too long, It's like,
how many success stories do you have?
Yeah, a man courting you as a friend, and then, well, he's your friend, and then
you got married and had kids.
You don't have to take the title of friend, but he's just like someone you could be free with.
Yeah, yeah,
it's just
yeah,
someone
yeah,
you haven't had
but
sex
with. I feel like you develops that.
You ain't had sex yet. That's all it is. You just haven't had sex yet.
Start so you're talking about liking you. You're cordial. You don't have to start with that in the beginning, is what I'm saying.
What?
It doesn't have to.
There's attraction.
I get what you're saying.
You can know it, but it doesn't have to be said.
Yeah.
That's the same way you don't have to say
it. It depends how you
say that. That's it.
Because obviously, if I move to you, I'm not moving to you to be your friend. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm. So,
but
and a lot of the times
could be
friendly.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Very.
I get you.
Prying in.
I get you.
Not, do you know what I mean? Cause,
before,
and then there's you know, what are you wearing?
There's them man there. Them man there that straight away, oh, your ass is fat, bro. Hey, I can't lie. When I saw you, yeah, I couldn't stop staring at you. Cause you gotta relax, dude.
Hey, I saw you at West End today, you know.
Yeah.
How did you say I? Old school blood.
Hey, you were looking good, there. You know. I can't believe how good you were looking. Shut up, man. It's only you to just have normal banter conversation.
Funny times, you know, you're just looking at a situation like, how's man gonna turn this? Like, how's he gonna turn this into just attraction?
Mm. I remember one time it happened. It just happened when you come out the friend zone.
Beautiful.
Just random.
Friend zone to end zone.
Cuz, you're just journey. Watching a movie, all of a sudden your hand's on breast.
Lipstick.
She moved it. She's backing it up on me. Oh shit, is this happening?
Yeah.
Oh shit, it's fucking happening, bro. Yeah.
On it.
Yeah. No, stop.
Guys, do you know what's so dumb, yeah? We should have known that it was happening because already we're cuddling.
Already.
We're friends, but we're cuddling.
Already.
I'm not in the crib with you and Fred cuddling.
Yeah.
We're beyond friends at this point.
But all it is that you're a consensual man.
Yes, that's what it is. That's what it is. It's true.
Be careful. You don't want to violate.
Yeah, so yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're
waiting
for her to leave.
Yeah.
What's it like on the women's side?
Yeah. What is
those
that
like? Old school days?
When your friend's thinking, is he not going to stick it on me?
Mm.
I've had girls think I'm gay before.
Yeah.
I'm just being real. I just wasn't on it. Imagine that. I just wasn't on it. And now I'm being told, oh, you're gay.
You're gay.
No, that's another thing.
Hey,
you know? That is another
thing. They can't
take
rejection. You have to be gay if they're being rejected.
Listen, if you say what? Even about women, so if they'll just be like, oh, if you don't like women, just say if you want.
Yes.
Like, that's,
oh, my
is that
God.
Not, is that not homophobia, bruv?
I don't know, bruv. I don't know. It's also Pride Month.
You say anything about... You must be gay, innit? Like, what's going on there? Like?
If I don't like you, I'm gay. What? What's that? I can't even remember, but it's just a situation of we're brethren, we can be around each other, and I haven't made a move.
If I've created an environment where you can make a move,
What's that environment?
This is tricky because everyone's environment is different.
Okay, what's yours? What's your own?
Yeah,
always ask, okay?
Yeah.
Consent is key.
Okay.
But women hold the keys to sex. So
like, for example, if you and your friend are watching a movie in the night and you're cuddling, you don't cuddle with your friends, let's be real. Like, especially if we're not, I don't find... If it's not that, why am I cuddling with you?
You see, if you're sitting on either end, just
it's done. Just
Do you know what I mean? You're under the covers.
You
know when you laugh
gap.
And you lean in.
I'm giving you the sides.
I might even be wearing shorts that are a bit inappropriate.
You got comfortable.
And you don't take it, then that's fine. One, you either don't find me attractive, you've actually like, it's not me friendzoning, you friendzoning. You're doing that one.
Yeah. Guys need to normalize friendzoning women, bruv.
We think
there's some guys, they'll be like, you know what?
Is she?
I'm going to have to do it.
Decided.
I'm going to have to do it.
She's on it, I'm on it, bro.
I'm gay.
Yeah.
It's on the table. It's on
you
the
had
cards.
No intention of ever having sex with this girl. But as soon as it was there, you were like, I want to have sex with her, bro.
Control.
I've had men that don't read the room.
What do you mean?
You know when your friends are talking, you're laughing, and they try to kiss you, like, whoa, what the fuck?
Oh.
That was random.
You know what's so funny?
It's like, whoa.
The whole time, you're thinking, how's man going to
kiss her? I need to lips her. I need to lips her.
How is man going to kiss her?
Lips her.
All right, wait till she laughs loud. Wait till her mouth's open. It's open. I love you.
Oh my god.
She says, what the fuck? Yeah.
Whatever jacket or shoe that you just leave it and go, bro.
Go. Even the slides, just go.
Go.
Hey, send the shoes back.
Can I ask you
a question? Yeah, go on. I'll be back at 12, yeah? I have the room, bro. Then just leave.
Go on, ask the question.
How would you exit that situation?
Immediately, I'm saying, I gotta go still. like, there's no other way you can even speak clearly after that. It's just.
What were you thinking? Back in the day,
did you not used to have this thing? Say you was going to LinkedIn.
Oh my god!
Brand new, yeah. You wasn't sure if it was catfish or if you wouldn't be on it, it would be a shit date. Like we would, like the man would say, "Bruh, if I put Z in the group chat, just the letter Z, someone call me." Yeah, like that's the rescue message. Someone call me, say, oh, it's a madness on end.
Yeah.
So I can leave immediately. Like,
I never had that.
I never had that issue.
You have an emergency thing with the girls, like,
once, actually.
I know girls.
Yeah. I just went to the toilet and I said, oh, call me in like 5 minutes. I went back. I even started the conversation. Oh, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
My friend called me.
You started showing interest. I'm genuinely interested in you.
He was like, oh, no. He's going to watch this. So it doesn't know.
Yeah, it was you. Yeah.
The compliment. She came up with the text. Are you?
I panicked.
Elbow and all sorts.
You idiot.
Affectionate.
She's about to bail on you.
I feel like that's better than sticking it out. Because then you might hate someone you don't need to hate. Sometimes you just don't click. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Go your separate ways than to think they start irritating you more. You probably, because you know, you start getting the irk and it's like.
You know what?
You start arguing.
You just start disagreeing. The
table's like, oh, no, I don't like that, though.
Why are you
giving? Just go.
And they're saying, like, she's mad rude, bro.
Yeah.
Mad rude at dinner last night. I would rather that at a dinner, a girl bailed somehow. It would be annoying if she bailed, but I would rather that than... You lapped up all the drinks and the food, bro.
And then that's it.
And you didn't.
And then that was it. Yeah.
You could have just said, look, I'm on it. Last round, yeah?
Yeah.
No one. Yeah. Just, be done, like. This is the last round, yeah?
I'm done here. Yeah.
Don't you think as well, like, if a woman was to get really waved on the first day, that she's not feeling you? Over dinner.
I guess so.
I would back that she's very comfortable.
Really?
If you, to me, but this
thing. Look at him.
Yeah, he's a fool. That's him.
My thing.
Whoops him.
But this is my thing.
I would think.
Hey, she needs to pay her rent.
If I was on a date and a girl was really drinking, of course, I'd be like, this is definitely not my money that you're just getting drunk on. That's crazy.
So you're going to make her pay?
I would be thinking, how many drinks are you want, bruv? What the fuck?
I don't get it.
I asked you out, but I didn't say you should get fucking plastered. How expensive it is to get plastered on a date. Like, bruv, you don't understand. Like, when man gets, gets plastered in a rave, it's because we was all having a good.
Yeah.
Me and you just won too. You're getting plastered.
Yeah.
I wouldn't expect that. But if she, we're not talking about to the point of getting mad drunk, but if she's thinking, yeah, I'm comfortable to drink, I'd think, Raj, you must be enjoying the vibe.
I wouldn't think
that there's a problem with me. Because in my head, I don't drink mad unless I'm around my boys.
So I treat
everybody the same. I think you won't get drunk or do that if you wasn't comfortable.
Because
that would be stupid.
It would.
Because you don't know who I am. Do you get what I'm saying? Or you don't know me from anywhere. Mm. Like, I don't...
Risky.
What I mean? That's risky. Yeah, so I don't drink. Even if I'm just out of my... Bro, you seen when I've got plastered. It's only when you men are there, bro.
Listen, you
I'll
are
pass
the worst.
Out. I'll go hospitals.
Pass
man.
Out every single time.
What? Yeah.
Temi?
Two birthdays in a row, Temi did not walk back to his house.
Finished. finished.
One of them, we carried him home. The second one, he walked home from the hospital.
I remember I said, listen, this year I'm walking home. I walked home. I'm
from the hospital.
The ambulance helped me get home with this. You wake up there, shocked. You see, waking up somewhere else is mad. But waking up and him,
wait, what happened?
He got drunk. Tubes up, collapsed on the floor.
One dish tin in his hand.
Man went thin. What do we think? Man went
Lotus. We went Lotus.
Lotus. So first birthday. What age was it though? Was it like 19?
I think it was 19 and 20 or something like that. It was early ones though.
Maybe it was 21 and 22.
Yeah, I think so.
21, we went out and I said, yeah, cool. This is like, you know when you're just starting to hit the scene and now niggas have money to start buying drink.
Yeah.
Like now when it's your birthday, niggas is going to plaster you.
Yeah.
Put money in to fuck your shit up tonight. Yeah. You know that one? So my one was the first one. Finished. Wrecked. I remember I saw videos of myself. I couldn't even recognize myself when I saw videos of me.
Mm.
Man, just pouring some rock down
my head. It was nuts. Kind
of stuff. I'm just accepting drink. And then my brethren said, I don't remember it, but my brethren said, I got to the top of the stairs, and as soon as the air just went, pim.
Yep. Fell back.
Air went pim, I just fell back.
Yep.
From there, the shenanigans started.
Yeah.
So I passed out. They now wanted to get me in a cab, but they come to the cab with my body floating.
The cab driver's like, nah, we're not taking him.
imagine my brethren, him and his girl weren't even, they were rocky. They were a bit rocky, but cool. I'm cool with her. She came. New car, 2 weeks old. Audi A3, white one. This was even before everybody was doing white cars.
Yeah. Way before.
Said, ooh. They say, oh, yeah, you drive him home. Listen, I was in that car for like 2 minutes. projectile, just vomiting. Got out there. Then how did I get home?
We carried you up the stairs, bro.
No, but what car did I get home in?
I can't remember because they kicked you out and
mad. Yeah.
Because I just remember I came back upstairs and this had already happened and he was outside on the floor.
Mad.
So and his cousin was there and a couple of our brothers was there and I'm like, what happened? Because obviously I was still in the pub.
I danced the whole night. I was standing up the whole night, danced the whole night, got to the top of the stairs, fim.
Yeah, so I thought we were just leaving. So I'm saying bye to other friends and whatnot. I've come out, Tem's just on the floor. So I think he's pretending, innit? I'm like, wake him up. I'm all slapping his face now. I'm like, hey, come on, man, let's go. This guy is finished.
I'm out. I'm done.
Finished. I can't even remember how we got. It was somebody's car. I can't remember whose, but I remember.
Them time there, not even all the men in my driveway.
Yeah.
Somehow I got home and I remember the man who carried me up the stairs.
We got a picture. Yeah, it might even be on Facebook.
It's on Facebook, yes.
Yeah.
Carrying me up the stairs.
Up the stairs.
And I remember they put me in
your living room.
And then obviously my dad was at the door.
Yeah.
And then obviously they were like, oh yeah, should we take him upstairs? And my dad said, make sure he stays in the living room so that he knows he didn't make it to his bed.
Yeah. Yeah,
so he stays there. Woke up downstairs on the hard floor.
On the floor.
I woke up, I said, I didn't make it.
We could have put him in a chair. I said, put him on the floor.
Put him there. Make sure he knows he didn't make it.
Because
if I got in my bed, I would have thought I made it.
Yeah.
I actually would have thought I made it. Cool, that was 21. I said, next year, I'm getting home. I'm using my feet. We went Lotus. Everyone's having a great time. Again, same. Jolly me, dancing the whole night. Don't even know how drunk I am. Soon as the night finished, walked out. The same air, it said, hello. You remember me from last year? Is it Bonefucks and Harmony?
Yeah.
Bro. Man just collapsed on Clapham Road. Gone. So obviously, I don't remember all what happened. But all I know is I just collapsed.
Yeah.
I was on the main road and then I think my cousin thought something happened to me.
Yeah. Your cousin thought you got banged. So he came out angry. He came out, he's like, what? You touched my cousin? And he was on violence immediately. And he's like, no, he's drunk, bro. Because he was collapsed, like,
finished.
Calapast, bro.
I remember the last video I saw, I dougied a cappella, bro. There was no beat, but I dougied. I'll never forget it.
Oh
For
some reason, I can dance the whole night. I'll stand up the whole night.
Yeah,
but as soon as the music stops and the oxygen hits, gone. And then I must have woke up. Obviously, I'm hearing beep.
Yeah,
man, I know I made it home. Woke up, I'm in a hospital bed. I said, "Ah, you've really done the deed this time."
Mm.
Lady came to me, said, "Ah, Temi, you know the hospital's for really sick people. I don't think you really need this bed, mate." I said, "No problem." They kicked me out. I pay my tax. I had my Balenciaga arenas. Yeah. I don't even know whose jeans I had on. they gave me some lustre. I don't even know that. Leave my jeans. I don't even know who.
Hey, what happened to your clothes?
It was in a bag.
It was in a bag.
Yeah.
I remember, I was like, where's my clothes? Because like, I just had the jeans on, didn't it? I was like, where's my clothes? It was there. Like,
yeah, they put it in the bag.
Man, I remember I was swaying. I was still hungover.
Yeah.
I was still drunk, swaying all the way through, walked through Archbishop's Park.
Yeah.
I remember that. That walk was so long.
Mm.
And man just gone home and slept.
Yeah.
And then I remember man just woke up. And then the man were just there.
Yeah, like, we were there. Because like, he had got to the hospital.
That was when it was too far. Yeah, you said he got to
hospital. Yeah. Obviously, me and his cousin. His cousin stayed at mine. So I think we woke up in the morning. We're like, all right, fuck it. Let's go to the hospital. See if he's all right, innit? We got there and they were like, yeah, nah, he's gone. We're like, what? Went back. This guy was kipping in his bed like nothing had happened. You know?
I got there. And then I think, man, and then you know the ones, that was a cycle. So there was that from 21 to 22. We had a cycle of everyone was getting frass on their birthday.
Yeah.
And then it's like, it started with me.
Yeah.
And after that, it ended with me.
Yeah.
Because after
yeah,
I was
yeah. After that, it was like, let's stop doing that. Yeah.
I remember that time my mum and dad had a stern word with the
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. Like, we can't do this all the
time. Yeah. Every single time it's a birthday, you say you're going out, he comes back more fucked up.
Yeah.
What's next, bruv? You know what?
Yeah.
One time you lifted him up, this time
heroin. Next year will be heroin.
You know what?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was the birthday still.
Oh, man.
That was the birthday. Good times, though.
Should we do a dilemma?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, yeah.
There's hella dilemmas.
Why not?
Ahem. This one says, yeah, I was at a party one night in uni, dancing with a girl. By the end of the night, she was saying she wanted to have a threesome with me and her friend.
Mm.
I agreed to the threesome, consent, and went back to my dorm and started... went back to my dorm and got started while she texts her friend to reach the room. Her friend walks in and she's one of my basketball teammates' sister.
Mm.
She's drunk and horny, begging for sex, but I told her I couldn't betray her brother.
Mm.
Good man. She was mad, but I ended up buying her Uber home without any sex.
Mm.
I stood up to rule number 7, say no. Man, then be exercising your right to say no. Don't be just thinking with your cock all the time. Don't be betraying the man, then. Trust me. I made sure to give her friend the championship effort so she would hear about it too.
So he still wanted that to know, though.
Yeah, he's still putting work on the other one. Good man. Good man. That's one.
That was in the dilemma.
The
story. Yeah. Congratulations, young man.
Yeah, man. That guy right there.
Yeah, well
he
done.
He could have done a madness.
Yeah, he could have.
He could have had a mad story to tell.
Nah, I'm very proud of him.
Very proud. Yeah. That's brilliant. You looked after the man. The man, you looked after yourself.
So this guy says, so I was talking to this girl for a bit, and I can't lie, I was starting to develop feelings. And from my side, things was okay. I decided to tell my boys and ask for a CRB check to make sure everything was good before I go deep.
Mm-hmm. Ain't no problem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ain't no problem.
Have you ever asked for CRB on men?
Not really. I feel like I'll always hear about it anyway.
So not really. Mm. So as soon as someone's seen that you're with him, they give you the scope, the lowdown.
Straight away.
Has something ever cut? Has it come back negative and you said, I'm out? You've never had a negative report?
Would I say negative? Yeah.
And what did you
negative?
Do?
Just left it.
You know when someone says, are you?
You just lose interest.
Are you taking him serious?
It's something.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Are you serious about it? You know you're hurt in your heart. You're thinking.
Thinking why?
In your head, you're thinking, but you're like, no, why? man starts telling you everything.
That's reeling off the diss tin. So did I get to the CRB? Cool. One of them told me that she had said to someone that she's talking to me out of boredom. Yay.
Mm.
And she really didn't rate me too tough. You see, women, bruv, why are you doing this you to the man? Them,
he's so stupid. Why would she even say that?
Yeah, you don't even have to say that.
Leave us alone.
Yeah, you know, it's because she was stunting. She wanted everybody to know
that she's bad girl, isn't it?
And now he's found out.
Anyway, let's continue the story.
Oh my gosh.
Me not being a dickhead, I wanted to get her back, so I kept talking to her as I wanted to get her back. So time passes and I felt like she had feelings for me. I judged this by the change in the way she talked to me. I told her that we should date. She said that she felt the same way and I ghosted her ass.
Well done. I would die, but that's good.
Through the grapevine, I heard that she was burning as she thought she was that girl.
You did well. It sounded like it was going south for you, but
you
done well.
Not gonna cap. I had to let the vial sink in a bit before I turned to violence.
I'm
gonna move mad.
No problem. No, don't do that. That's too much.
These guys are coming with good stories,
man.
They don't need help.
You know what I mean?
That girl has learned a big lesson.
A big one.
You ever been ghosted?
At a very young age, yeah.
At a very young age. Can you recall why?
I don't know. Maybe I caught feelings too soon.
And then you decided this is it.
Yeah, because when you're ghosted, they never really explain it. You just disappear. It's like, okay, I mean, well, that's that.
No, but did you say hi or something and then nothing?
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
I say hi. You know, if you speak to someone every day.
Yeah.
And then just a normal conversation, like morning, and it's like, oh, they respond in the evening. It's like, why was it taking so long? Even that message, they respond 24 hours later. Oh, sorry, blah, blah, blah. You respond to that. It takes 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Just bye.
Just leave.
Yeah, because you lost interest, clearly.
Outside his house.
No, never. That's not.
Hello, I'm outside. Ringing off the intercom,
You got any more dilemmas?
Yeah, I'm just trying to vet them to make sure
they're good. Sensible.
So let's go for this one. Let's see how it goes. Oh no, I done that one.
Okay.
So Tim already did some of these.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
There's a few that was the new ones that were sent.
Let me just go to the
right.
Be sending
in your dilemmas as well, or any stories. info@90sbabyshow.co.uk. We'll be covering
If you have any stories of a time you held a woman accountable for her actions, I would like to know.
That would be fantastic.
That would be fantastic.
You just pulled
because
her
up you
on
lot
shit.
Just don't take accountability, do you?
That would be fantastic. Mm-hmm,
look, her battering her eyes.
Pulling someone up on their shit doesn't mean they will now take accountability.
I want to just know when you held her accountable for her actions.
That's right, fair enough.
I would like to actually know if any women have taken any accountability for their actions.
Mm.
Yeah. No. But I don't want to hear from you this month. Next month, tell us.
Well done. Good man. Good man.
Well played.
So this one says, I'm not sure if you stopped doing the racist co-worker stories that were being emailed in, but I thought I'd tell you guys about an incident.
No, that's all year long.
We could put the slander.
It's racism. Come on. Let's get into it.
You could deal with them lot, no problem. All right, boom. I had been working alone at Greg's with a white trainee manager at the time who was helping me pack away some boxes. We heard a song on the radio and I asked, who is this? Mm-mm. As it sounded like Demi Lovato, but I couldn't be sure. To my surprise, my manager slipped up and said, I don't know, probably some white girl trying to be a nigger. Jesus is Lord.
Whoa.
Bravery.
So brazen.
Her manager said that.
Bear in mind, my manager was white with blonde hair. This is my first encounter with someone with the power over me saying this. I was shocked. I brushed it off, but years later, I still wish I knocked him out.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
In his dumb apron.
White girl trying to be a nigger.
Wow.
Oh, so, okay, he's white with blonde hair. He wishes he knocked him out. The rest of the day, I just felt as shocked and I thought about constantly I should have done something. He apologized profusely. That's a word, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, like rigorously or something. What's profusely mean?
That's a lot.
A lot. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot. Yeah.
That's a rigorous.
What's the problem? Is it someone called us incels earlier? I had to Google it.
Bro, I had to definitely Google that.
Do you know what incels are?
No.
So, incels.
That's what I thought, but it's something like
voluntarily celibate.
Yeah, no, involuntary.
Involuntary.
Yeah, guys are involuntary celibate.
What does that mean?
As like, in, like, as you...
You didn't choose to be celibate.
But we are.
Just not getting pussy.
That's what you lot are.
That's what you say we are.
Some people find words and just use it.
It's a good word.
Sometimes you have to laugh.
It's a good word. I was like, hey, like, you're smart. You're actually smart.
Yeah. I said, hey. I said, ha ha, good one.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good one, yeah.
That was a good one. She got us. Got me. People think that we're gonna take offense to receiving insults or slander women, man. Do you understand?
That's what's bad about women. They can't just
let's have it.
Like, yeah, their rebuttal is always an insult.
No, but I don't mind if the insult is in banter. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know if she was bantering.
Yeah, I don't know either, but I'm going to take it that way because I'm going to take it as you understand what's happening here.
Having a good time. We love you.
If you don't, it's on you, innit? It's your own.
Anyway, he apologised profusely.
A couple weeks.
I'm really enjoying it.
I am.
We make fools of ourselves the whole year round, you know? This one point where making a fool out of you, you got
when we was doing women only on the show,
yes,
you know, they didn't even notice,
man. Go back, not even long, 2 months straight.
Everyone was coming there sharing their distance, no issues. But anyway, did we get in trouble this morning though?
For what?
We was all right, and it was not in no trouble. Like, you were still getting home cooked meals and that, right?
Oh, yeah, I wasn't in trouble.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah, you think my girlfriend even listens to the words that come out of my mouth on this show? She said he's with his friends. That was stupid.
I woke up annoyed. I was thinking.
They're asking, what do you think about what he's saying?
That's not even what they said.
It was weird.
It wasn't
about the slander.
I couldn't even get back to sleep. That it was troubling me. Who said what? I was thinking, it's going to be a woman. Lo and behold.
A guy.
A young man.
Young man.
Has DM'd her to say, Fred told me. Fred told me.
What the hell?
You were drowning in your sleep. Fred said a story about her having a nightmare. And now you're DMing his missus to say, Fred told me you were drowning in your sleep. Laughing face.
So now she's scrubbing all of the data on the show to try and find my crime.
And just finding other crimes. You've led her. You led her to other crimes.
You still have a mouth murder weapon.
I want to eat today, you know. I'm all wrapped.
These men are weird.
It's strange, though. I just don't know where he wanted the conversation to go from there. It was like, I don't know.
Some people are so weird.
I don't even know what they want. We really treat our women bad in the house.
I don't know, man. I get he's trying to, like, be our friend.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're happy there.
We love
him. Yeah.
We cause trouble because if the shoe was on the other foot, and they had a show, it would be better.
Oh, it would be problem.
They're finished.
Hey. The story she'll be able to tell every week about me.
Daily.
I would watch that.
we've had to market it. We've had to get budgeting behind it. Like, a woman would never have to say it's slander men month.
No, it'll just be pull it out.
We had to actually say, guys, we're doing it.
Because if we just started doing it, people would look at us like, we're crazy, bro.
Like, we can chat shit about them.
Yeah.
We can chat shit about them as much as possible. But at the end of the day, we know why we're going back home.
Yes.
But if they came here and began to reel off all our shit, they'll begin to think, bruv.
Why am I going?
This is the problem in society. What the three of you are doing.
What?
Misleading young men.
No.
Well, listen, let me say something.
Okay, go on.
Because you slander.
Rappers are first.
And
rappers
Fred just said.
That's a quote. Hey, they said bitches first, man.
Right with them niggas. We just saw them. Start with them niggas.
But you're all going home to your wives. To your
yeah.
Girlfriend.
My niggas
are for,
that.
For how many years?
No, because you don't know who watches your show.
Yeah, no, but for how many years have we come on this podcast and spoke about our loving relationships and everything? Yeah. So matter. 1 month.
The shit we do.
Yeah. And even in between that, I still today said, oh yeah, I love my girl. She does things. I can't.
You can't help it.
People
you
know? Take it too far. We didn't say we don't love our women. We don't love you. We just said 60%
of
you,
put you on your shit.
Do some
we're going to ask some guys to say some funny shit.
Do you all support Kevin Samuels? That's his name, right?
No.
I
listen to him
sometimes.
It's a question.
Yeah, I disagree sometimes.
I don't even listen.
Yeah, I don't listen.
I know who he
either.
Is.
I don't listen to him, to be
fair. I don't like the visuals.
Yeah,
is that why you don't?
Is that what it is? Oh, so you listen to it?
More like a radio show, but I don't all the time. It's like sometimes I'll be like, oh, let me just see what happened on this show. So I'll just listen in. There's times where I'm like, ah, oh, he's being rude, man. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I see whatever like, makes hey, it to the internet, shit. And then sometimes that's why. Because the first time I came across him, he was being over the top to me. So I was like, I'm not checking for him. But then there's sometimes like he's being real, and then sometimes like this is just funny.
Yeah.
But he's not somebody that I'm looking at like, oh
looking
my god,
you, okay.
He's,
yeah, come on,
he's
not
the
on
guy.
Pedestal.
Nah,
yeah,
he definitely
like,
isn't.
Some people be like, oh my god, you listen to him. It's like, what the fuck?
Because everything now is
so if
Kevin Samuels, you need
you
help.
Block
you need
a
help.
Lonnie or something. What? It's your business. It's fine. Everyone can do good and bad.
Everyone listens to somebody. But yeah, I don't like the visuals. I don't like the Instagram story set up. And I'm just like, this ain't going to get to anything anytime soon. I'm out. This takes too long. Let me finish this racism.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He apologized rigorously.
Oh my gosh.
But I could tell he said this. No, this is even one thing as well. Take your white friend's phone, yeah?
What? And what?
Go in WhatsApp. Go in WhatsApp.
Work.
Yeah.
Keyword yeah. Nigger.
Well, keyword.
Guy.
Keyword it.
In his group Ooh. Chat.
Keyword
it. Was just flying.
No. I saw one.
Oh.
I was like, and it was in a group chat.
Yeah.
Keyword nigger in your white friend's
phone. If you've got a
crazy.
White friend, keyword that shit. So
but
you,
let's be
you
real.
Might not be friends no more.
Is that something you want to know?
Yeah. You don't want to know if your white friend is racist. Not, I don't know. You racist.
That's something you can take. Because depending on your history,
yeah,
that's like a heartbreak. That's
yeah,
like,
that
wow.
Is serious.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't think I'd want to do that with if... Do I have
certain
a
white
friend?
Unless it's like your best God. Friend. Unless it's something that...
You could talk about.
No.
Because that's the only... What, I don't know why you'd want to do that. You have to be ready to lose that relationship.
That's dangerous.
You have to be ready to lose it.
And it's going to be stronger if I don't...
Not your girl. No, I don't want to know. Let me just catch you out.
Yeah.
It's going to be stronger. If I don't see that word there, our relationship is stronger now. I can trust you. No, but it can always be stronger. We can always lift more weights.
Ignorance is bliss on that one if it's my friend like
yeah.
that. Because
it's not your friend, though.
How's it not my friend?
He's like saying the word loosely.
Yeah, but what if he's not?
But that's what we're going to find out.
Oh, yeah, I get you. Imagine all his conversations to his white friends.
It's
is
not
oh,
my
fucking nigga.
Black
Yeah.
What do you mean? But they're not racist.
It depends on the context.
What racist stuff, though? What racist stuff do we say about white people? We just laugh at some of the things they do. It's not racist.
That's about
but
white.
That's
white.
That's like a TikTok video. Look what this person done. It's not because it's white. It's because it's funny.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I don't say cracker in my
word for real. We don't
use that. I say cracker.
We don't use that shit.
It depends.
Hillbilly,
depends
none
on
of
context.
That.
Because if let's say you keyworded it and he was just in a group chat and he said, "Ah, my nigga."
Yeah.
Like, I'd pull him up on it and be like, "Bro, come on, what the fuck is that, man?"
Yeah.
Weird, but you're acting weird.
Yeah,
that's in a group chat with other white people, you mean?
Yeah. If you just said, oh, my nigga, and they were just like, I am, like, you're my... That's very different. I would still be like, what the fuck is going on there? But the context, he's not using it as a slur.
Yeah.
I'm just offended by it. But he's not using it in that way, innit? He's just being
ignorant. He's using it with too much...
I hear
okay,
you.
If it's once...
I hear you. But, if it was then like, oh, fucking niggas, man... I see what I'm saying. It's just a nigger thing. Like it. That's mad.
Because
then you got issue with black people.
Yeah.
The other one, you're being ignorant.
Yeah.
And just saying
you might just accept me because We live close.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, but my thing, the other one is being ignorant and you're just thinking that it's cool.
Yeah.
You're just thinking it's cool to do.
Yeah.
Or black people ain't around, so yeah, fuck it.
If you're sitting there three times, we're not friends.
I mean, if every single time someone says it, you're like, yeah, my nigga, that's a bit. Like,
yeah.
Like,
you just got a bad nigga.
That's a Trinidad James, man. nigga.
Especially if you've never ever displayed that.
You can't even lock that person off. You end up doing something to him.
Nah, just lock it. Yeah, I'd have to just.
I can't. Too old to beat someone.
I'd be too hurt to do something. Yeah. I'll be too hurt. I'll be like, I thought you were a real one. I thought you were my ally. Yeah, this is like what
as
it's called, isn't it?
It's easy to burn a bridge, you know?
It is. Do you know why? Because I don't really want to go out.
Yeah. COVID is a great opportunity. Yeah. But hey, any bridges that deserve burning before.
We can lose some friends. Bro. We can lose
it.
I don't really want to go. Bro. I'm tired.
You ain't got the vaccine. I ain't seen you. Damn. Have you got your Pfizer? Fuck off.
They messaged me still.
Yeah, they got me too. I'm not taking Pfizer though.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I'm not taking Pfizer.
Is that a bad one?
If they want it, that's the one that they did some shit in Nigeria. They've been doing fucked up shit around.
I'm not doing it.
So I don't want Pfizer. If they give me Moderna.
I'm just waiting for a few more people to go. I'm doing my own scientific research.
They're not at your age group, innit?
What?
They've offered me. That being said,
they should have got to house first.
No,
I'm joking.
Let it go.
No, I'm gonna take it very, very late. Like, I'm just gonna wait.
Yeah.
Until I'm isolated, because they're gonna try and.
Do you know what's annoying? Like, anyone without a following is like free to post. Yeah, I'm taking it. Yeah, I'm not against it. Like, whatever side of the fence they're on, they're free to say it. Anyone with a following.
Just now you're being paid.
You're not, you can't,
you're misleading.
Exactly.
You didn't do your research, big man. I can only read what they put on the paper. What research do you want me to do? I can't go to the lab and test it myself. It's what they tell me it is. That's all I can put in there.
I do hear that fact it? When people are kind of saying, like, man, I'm moving mad over this vaccine, but you know, you go Nigeria, you take the yellow flu, you take all this kind of stuff. You like, you take other vaccines, bro.
The thing is,
that's fine.
With yellow fever, that vaccine, you take the injection, you go Nigeria, you're not getting yellow fever.
Yeah. Well, you don't
with
know
with COVID, you could still get.
But
COVID.
What could you still get yellow fever if you got the vaccine?
No, I don't know.
With this COVID thing, you can still get COVID.
Yeah.
Which is it's crazy not 100%.
So what? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Right. It just helps you fight them off. Like, you won't die from it, basically.
Okay.
That's what it's for.
But yeah, I hear that vibe, but I think this is just a sense of we've never lived in a time where there's a pandemic, and also where it's like a vaccine has been introduced to you, like a new way of life has been introduced.
Yeah.
Apart from all the shit that they do on the roads, bruv, and congestion charge, man, ain't used to too much change in life.
Yeah, it's true. Especially something that's chemical, bruv.
Yeah, like you need to come and take this injection. It's like, what the fuck? My human rights have been hella flexible this fucking COVID. What? They've been bending the rules. Malleable.
Yeah.
I think just recently they've made it mandatory for like healthcare workers.
Yeah. They just, so what, by the way, this is the rule.
Get the vaccine.
They said if you're a healthcare worker, you have to do
it. But how they not get long time?
Yeah, some people would have, but they've made it like, because obviously.
If you get a test and you're free, come on, everyone in there is free. You can go and work.
Yeah.
But now you're forcing people
now
to
Now it's
get
like,
it.
You have to. If you want to come to your job, you have to. And that's mad. Because
that's mad.
That's very mad. Like, even though you might have anyway, imagine someone just saying, you don't have the option, bro. You have to do this shit.
Or you're unemployed.
Human rights.
Yeah, that's crazy.
The spirit. Wow. I really saw them bend rules, bro. Mm-hmm. Really bended rules, fam. The fuck?
This next dilemma is long. Boom. I'm 20. It's probably about a year old. I'm 20. So this person's probably 21 now.
Yeah.
Backstory. During the summer, my family needed serious help. But due to the nature of the situation, I can't go into detail to at least preserve their dignity, if anything. So I gave them all my savings that I collected at the time.
Oh, no.
20,
man.
That's not...
that's crazy.
Oh, that was tough. Man. It wasn't life-changing money or anything, but it was a lot of money.
So fast forward.
Fast forward.
It's your family members.
No, but sometimes...
I get it.
I want to eat too, innit?
Yeah.
I saved it. I worked.
A bit, like...
Then let me contribute, but let me not have to handle everything. Yeah, like 100%. I feel it's tough for some people where this is even it comes into play where someone like this, I don't know if it's a boy or girl, but will have that family pressure. And if it's a boy, they're supposed to show this whole fancy life to attract women because at 20, you need to start dating and showing, understanding women and preparing for marriage and your own life. Like some people don't have the same head starts. Like even at 20, like, brother, I don't want to have to ask my kids for money.
When they're
20, I don't want to say, yo, big man, let me get 10. And I want generational wealth.
Yeah, 100.
You're supposed to have, I don't want you to pay my bills.
Nah.
I want to have that shit paid.
And you know what's so mad? Man's never even looked at it from the perspective of, imagine how they feel.
Who?
They're like parents, when they're like, I need money, who can I ask?
But the thing is, it's a different generation where like sending money home, looking after your elders.
It's normal.
And we're first generation born here, so obviously we're going to break cycles, but new ones will be created, innit? Whether they're good or bad, it's still going to be created. But yeah, so with this one, so fast forward to October, November, life has begun to hit me hard financially. It got so bad to the point where I was made redundant at my job due to COVID and stuff. And everything at the point absolutely collapsed. I then had to take a job at Sainsbury's, a Sainsbury's store in Enfield. I live in Campbell. Jesus Christ.
Fuck.
You know the journey.
That's mad.
That's
far, bro.
This person is suffering.
Doing the night shift. Well done, but even then, it was only 4 hours work. 4 a.m. to 8 a.m. You have to respect hustle, you know.
I love that, man. I love that.
Good things will come.
You have to do that shit.
Campbell to Enfield. 4 a.m., 8 a.m., and there was no opportunities for overtime as that goes to the manager's favorite. As my situation is not unique, and there are many like me who lost their job due to COVID and had to go there. Again, this period hit people in different ways than others. And one thing we definitely want to do is provide a sense of escapism. Where sometimes we don't want to talk about serious shit all the time. Sometimes we just want to laugh and joke so that when you come here, you forget all your problems and you just laugh with us.
Yeah.
But we're in this story now. It's not unique as many others have gone through the same situation. So I had to leave my house at 2 a.m. to get to work at 4 as train services aren't available at that time. For the first 2 months or so, I literally broke down and cried on the bus every single day. Sorry to hear that, man. But then toxic masculinity would kick in like, bruv, you're a man, bruv. Why are you crying? Fix your face. What's crying going to fix? I hear that. Sometimes you have to talk to yourself
like that. There's a time and a place for everything. There's a time to fight. There's a time for peace. There's a time for toxic masculinity to maybe push you forward in this situation.
Yeah.
Get your tears
out.
Can't
go through work crying. You might have needed to fucking just...
You have to go through it, but you're the only one that can get yourself out. Mm-hmm. So you have to man up and do what you need to do. You get my gist, though.
The job is shit. I think about quitting every day. Only thing that gets me through is listening to the pod on Spotify.
Shout you out.
Glad we could get you through it. I've literally listened to all the podcast episodes on Spotify multiple times. Episodes with Fred's mum and Tem's dad is my fave, by the way. They're good people. They're good parents, you know. After all this, I only get about $400-500 a month after tax.
Part-time, innit?
They can't be taxing him.
Yeah,
well, tax?
Then after tax.
They're really taxing him.
That's crazy.
God damn.
I swear he should have been made. If you're part time,
you might have to get a young
12 grand or something. Over 11 grand, I don't know.
Might have to chat to them.
Yeah. I don't know how that's working.
An attachment of earnings, and then I have to give my his mum some money to help towards rent. And sometimes don't see it as you have to give, like, just see it as there's still a roof over my head. Sometimes don't, like,
if you're in something like this. Remember, you're living there too.
The main thing is life is roof over your head and food in the fridge. Forget everything else for just a hot second. Life, outside is there tomorrow. It'll still be there, so
when
just keep pushing.
There, you know what I mean?
You know, rice at home, no problem, man. As COVID hit her hard, worse than me in terms of work. In February, I found out that I was a victim. Jesus Christ.
Oh, man.
I was a victim of credit card fraud. Someone had spent over $2,000 on my credit card during the Christmas period. See, life, life is a... Hey,
Bro, sometimes it really be kicking
this
you.
This person's yeah. strong. Big you up, man.
Yeah, trust yeah, me. Proper.
This is depression.
Hard.
Yeah, man.
And due to it being over 60 days...
You couldn't claim it back.
There was nothing they could do due to the fact that I hadn't been paying the bill as I was unaware. My credit limit was slashed in half to 2008 and I'm not expected to pay this back.
First of all, if you've got a credit card, mm-hmm. be checking your shit.
Every yeah. month.
You can't be yeah. out yeah. here for like 2 months not doing yeah. your shit. Especially if you're not using it. Just have a yeah. look over. Yeah. Like when they send you your statement,
turn notifications
whether it be an email
on.
Saying, just check your statement. Always just look. Like, just look. Mm-hmm. Just see if, is it just your transactions there?
Yeah.
Because you can't be out here for 2 months not looking at your statement.
Yeah.
Like, you need to look at some point. Even if it burns, you need to look and at least know that, is it only just that damage or has something
is there more?
Me?
Yeah.
You can't, that's too long. That's too long. So just advice for next time anyway.
He said, I've been to family and they've genuinely got no way to help me. Been to friends, they say they can't help. But I, to be fair, wouldn't be able to do anything either. I'm tired. I don't know what to do. The only thing I had was my credit score, which wasn't even all that great in the first place. And I've lost that too. Come on, man.
No, there needs to be something that you can do. If you can prove that there was fraud.
Yeah, 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 yeah. 100%
yeah,
yeah.
They
yeah.
can get that off there.
It's just me reading ahead. He said, like, he said, I contemplated suicide many times over the past month. Hmm. And I attempted to.
Fuck.
I hope you're still here.
Yeah, and honestly.
I'm clinically It's tough, bruv. I'm clinically diagnosed chronic insomniac, so I'm prescribed sleeping pills. I took about 8 of them and took a bot. Let me just proofread the rest of this because I'm trigger warning.
Facts. Yeah, nah, it's tough out here during these times for a lot of people.
How does one person go through all of that?
Yeah.
By
yeah.
themselves
that's
as well.
That's what it is.
And you're still holding up things. it's difficult, man.
Yeah.
It's difficult. There's a lot of pressure on everybody during this period where, you know, people have lost their jobs or they've lost loved ones. There's a lot that goes on with that. Mm-hmm. Like, and you can just imagine him feeling, okay, cool, yeah, I've managed to get a job. Fuck it, I'm working a shit job, but fuck
it's
it,
a
I'll
job.
Do it.
Yeah,
I have
yeah,
to
yeah,
cry
yeah.
on the way there. Yeah. And then man's taking sleeping pills. And then,
yeah, it's difficult, tough. Because it's like, when you're going through it, you don't see how to end it.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, let me just go get this job instead. Yeah. Like, it don't just work like that. And a lot of people would see it like, oh, come on, man.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that difficult. Pick yourself, bruv. It's hard. I'm tired.
But encouragement, I would say, is that in life, there's always, like, two sides, isn't it? Like, there's good, bad.
Yeah.
There's you either win or you lose.
Yeah.
Mm.
So it doesn't matter what you're going through.
Yeah.
If you stop, then you lose.
Yeah, yeah. Straight away.
So it's like, that's it. Yeah, it's difficult, but
you
can't accept this. You have to just try and get something better. So you have to keep going.
100%.
I'm not going to lie. I reckon something that could possibly help this young man or young woman, I don't know who, if there's a girl or a boy, but you try set some goals.
Mm. Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be goals of, I want a Lamborghini by this. It could just be, I want to be happy today.
Yeah.
I want to do things that make me happy today. I want to at least laugh at something. And it might be the podcast. There might be other it's not just us. Don't wait till Monday when we release for you to be happy, or Tuesday on the YouTube or whatever. Like, try to set some goals. Like, I think goals make life very interesting. Mm. And there's times where I've not found life boring, but there's times where I'm like, I'm kind of just coasting.
Yeah.
Or I've achieved this, I've done this. And yeah, I'm just kind of, and I'm like, actually, if I set some new goals, it makes it more interesting again. So
yeah, but I'd say it's a bit tough, obviously, when you're just trying to survive.
Yeah,
you know, of course, but that's why you have to, I feel like you can't lean into the negative.
Yeah, 100%.
You have to be like, where do I want to go? Do I want to be here or here?
Yeah,
like, fuck it, this is mad, let me try. And that's why I'm not saying set some monetary goals. That might seem very unattainable right now, but it might just be, let me go and spend time with someone that makes me happy. Let me go in, and then soon enough, you'll just build it up brick by brick. Do you know what I'm saying?
As humans, we survive on hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So just don't necessarily look at your situation
what do you want to be? What are you
working on?
And just
drive
off that.
That's exactly where it is. That's exactly where it is.
Then you can look beyond your now. But when you're just stuck in the now,
and that's all you can picture. Yeah, that's all you can see. It's the worst.
Go set some goals. Go enjoy yourself. Again, it doesn't have to be monetary.
100%. And make sure you're speaking to somebody. Like, I'm very happy you've emailed us, because at least now we can speak to you. I really hope you're listening right now.
Because I've already emailed him back, but reading the rest of that, it just gets
fine. Honestly, you doing this at least is the first step to saying, look, I'm sharing my problems with you. I mean, if we could do more, we obviously would, but all we could do is kind of just give you encouragement.
Yeah. Do you know what's funny? I feel like sometimes in life you just see results, but you don't. Well, I think
the grind.
You don't see the grind in anything. So obviously you see the glory, you don't see the story.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you just see an email and you think, oh, man, just email. But you don't appreciate, man could have been sitting on that email for like 12 weeks.
Yeah.
Should I send it?
Should I send it? Yeah.
Oh, should I say something? Should I say something? So anyone that actually sends something, whether it be your mad story, whatever, man appreciates that you actually thought, I want them to share this, or I want them to see this. Like, and something like that as well, when it's very serious, like, big up to you, man.
Yeah.
I just one last thing. Mm-hmm. With regards to that story, this is the worst that you're ever gonna be. Like, 100%.
Yeah.
Mm. So.
Yeah.
The only way is up, man.
Yeah, the only way is
really go up for sure. Mm.
And before we slide, should we update the music?
For sure. For sure.
Ah, what was I listening to? I can't lie. I listened to the Migos album.
Yeah, cool.
I've already added the Tory Lanez and the Baby song. I'm so annoyed that I let the internet talk me out of liking the Baby.
I told you about him, bruv.
I'm so annoyed. I was bumping that guy for like a year and a half straight. Cause everyone was like, the music. You know when the internet gets all the music sounds the same. You just say the same.
It does. It's brilliant.
He does this. So I'm just like.
I can't lie, he has a new song and it sounded like the other one.
But I don't give a fuck.
I like it.
That's amazing.
That's what it is, isn't it?
Go to
he's got a good
that.
Tone.
Like, that's what he's I'm going to him for. If I want to listen to something else, I'll listen to a different artist. But the Baby and Tory Lanez, Scat, the tune is cold, bruv.
Good, I like it. Chi, you got anything?
Yeah,
what you got?
Bad Boy Tims, Don't Go.
Bad Boy
Tims.
Tims, Don't Go, yeah?
Yeah, wait, let me just check.
I wonder if this is what is it on Apple and Spotify, isn't it?
I can't see Bad Boy Tims Don't Go.
Right there. Where are you checking?
Is that my phone?
Bad Boy Tims.
Yeah, I got it. Cool, is he a UK artist, yeah?
Don't Go.
I don't think a thing put this on.
I don't think it's
on any platforms.
What, Spotify ain't got it?
Don't. Okay.
That's already to throw the slander.
Do you want to add anything else? Can I add another one?
For me?
Yeah.
Evil Eye Bella.
Evil Eye Bella, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What vibe is that?
Really good. What would I call this song? I don't know.
Hey, come on,
monetization, bruv.
We get. It's a good song. Check it out on our playlist.
Hey.
Alfred, you already added yours.
I don't know if it's on Spotify or Apple, but Koji Radical Progression.
I think he didn't put that.
He only put it on YouTube.
I feel like that was some YouTube.
Okay, yeah, it was YouTube. I think I saw it now. Then
I feel like you've even tried to add that before.
Have
I? Yeah.
Maybe.
Anything else?
I have to think of a next one.
I've got mine. It's Three Nationals, and it's called. Is it Eternal Light? Hold on. Let me just. Yeah, Eternal Light. Three Nationals.
I think I know that tune. That tune.
Big tune.
Yasmin, would you like to be adding? No music? No? Okay.
Three Nationals, Eternal Light. Anything?
Let me go for old one then.
Yeah, that have to be.
Let me go for. Oh, not him. let me go for. Let me go for Nav. Know Me.
Know Me.
Yeah.
Nav.
You know think me. You know me?
Wait, is that
the one that I think it is?
Baby show.
Cool.
Think of
so, Chioma.
Yeah.
What's popping with you?
What's popping?
I'm good. I'm coming out of the show, guys.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What show?
So I dig deeper with kind of like stories now. Just the dilemma that we just went.
Okay.
Yeah.
What, deeper into yourself or other people?
No, not me.
Okay.
Into other people. I feel like other people's stories help other people.
Yeah.
I want to put that on a platform.
Yeah.
Because off the back of Blue Therapy, I've gotten a lot of people who have reached out to me because either they've gone through the same situation or other things, and they look at strength or they look at what someone's going through as encouragement.
Yeah.
So I want to put that on a platform and almost just host it. Mm. And also the fact that you might see me, but you don't know me. Mm-hmm. That's one thing.
Yeah.
So I will just vlog lifestyle maybe once a week or something.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to that.
What kind of lifestyle?
Are you going to be vulnerable? Like, or?
Yeah. I mean, is it going to be like Mykonos? Or is it going to be like, you know, makeup of this is me, I'm doing this and this, I had a shit day today, and you know what I mean?
It will be real, but I want to bring vibes because, again, everything is almost like an umbrella.
Yeah.
Because I will show acting, like short skits on there as well.
Nice. Yeah,
so
nice.
So it's like,
you should
I don't want... not negativity. I don't want too much sadness on the channel.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Do you watch Viola Davis much?
Yeah. Why are you asking me that question?
Just checking.
Why do people say that?
Because the snot, you know.
But you got, I missed
it. You didn't see it. Viola Davis, you never seen her cry.
The snot be there.
Viola's the best, man. I absolutely love that woman.
Be crying,
if I
crying.
Ever met that woman, I genuinely would have hugged. Like, like, you know, one person that would be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I'll fat out.
But do you guys remember when I was last here? I was actually sat here. And we was like, you guys said, oh yeah, prophesy something. What do you want to achieve by the end of the year?
Mm-hmm.
And we said 100K.
Yes. Yes.
Do you remember?
100%.
That might be a stretch.
Yeah, I remember that.
161?
That's what's so mad.
170.
Because when Tem was like, oh yeah, she hit 100K, I was like, wasn't she already on that? And that's what I remembered. That's because you said that's what you wanted.
That's mad.
Mad.
When I did, I was just thinking about 90s Baby Shower. I was like, oh.
You see, this is the theater of dreams, bruv. Oh. What's Old Trafford? There's no Old Trafford. This is it, bruv. We made dreams happen.
What else do you want now?
I want £1 million. Fuck it, man. Listen.
Let me get some as well. Though.
That's what do you want?
I want the million too, bro. No, I want 10.
Yeah.
I want 10.
No, I want 100, please.
Y'all niggas taking the million. Save some for the rest of us, bro. Y'all niggas just greedy. What do you want?
I'm thinking about it.
you want anything? God's just handing things out at the moment. You take a house, yeah, I'll take three.
Yeah. You know. I take three of those.
Let me get a...
£700 steak.
Let me get those two. Yeah. That's what I want.
Needs to be ordering shit. I hear that. That's cold, man. Big order that thing up.
Thank you.
What was you at before when you was on the show?
50.
Like 50. Mm.
Yeah.
God damn.
Wow.
And that was like 4 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oi.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
It's mad.
How does it feel?
Congratulations, man. That's sick.
What's that level feel like?
Trust me.
Like,
I feel the same.
But is the DMs just ever, never ending? Is like the opportunities flying in?
Oh, I'm so grateful.
Well, she's a doing advert.
Lovely.
I'm grateful.
She was
lovely.
Doing advert in Mykonos, bruv.
Listen, more dollars than followers. Amen.
Yeah.
You know?
Amen.
170.
Yeah, let's do that.
Come
and see. What?
No,
it's a pound per follower, man.
I love that. You guys were following Chioma. Did you follow us, bro?
By the end of this year, I think I should be on like 20K.
Amen.
Because, wait, hold on. What month are we in? It's halfway through. Yeah, 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 yeah. You lot better start following me, man. I'm on there now.
Be following. There's enough of you. Listen, keep subscribing on the YouTube. I've seen what some of these bloody influencers are getting when they get blue tick on 100K.
You know what I mean?
Mad shit. So me, I want it too, bruv. You know that point when you say, oh God, I see what you're doing for other people. I see what you're doing for your children.
Yeah.
Do it onto me, bruv.
Yes, God, I want to be your favorite as well, man.
I want favor over all of them. Honestly, so make sure you follow us on all the Instagrams. Shout out to the Patreon gang. Shout out to everyone in the Discord. All the peoples them that are supporting that and that are getting that extra content or the early content. I'm trying to think if there's anything to plug as well. If there's anything to mention. Oh, helmet competition is now closed. So we're going to now decide on who we want to design that helmet. So shout out to everyone that sent in their designs. We will be deliberating. And then hopefully one of you guys can deliver exactly what you sent in.
Also, yeah, the camera quality was good. The audio was stupendous. Indeed. If you want to book this studio space, London Podcast Studios, the info is in the description. If you want to, book it up, let them know you heard it here.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Be letting them know. Chi, anything to plug or any?
Do you know when your show's coming out?
We haven't even started filming.
So okay.
That's a prophecy again. Look at you.
No, it's in the works. Yeah.
God, are you listening again? Nothing else.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know.
That's cold. Okay. No problem. Soon, well, it's coming. It's coming. And we appreciate you coming as well.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure. Anything else to plug?
That's it.
That's it. Other than that, you know the theory, bro.
Nice baby's crazy.
Cool.
Hello, doctor.